2024. We are now 21 days out from the most important election in world history.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
20 days, 21 days till the actual election is over. 20 days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, 42 seconds. Wow. And then he's president-elect, and the Democrats have promised civil war conditions and have primed the pump with Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the Islamists, and the rest of it during the 96 days until Trump is inaugurated, the 47th president of the United States. They are now in total overdrive mode. If you go to Drudge Report, it's American Psycho. Now, we all know that's really Patrick Bateman 2.0, Governor Newsom. But now Trump's a psycho that's going to start World War III and put everybody in prison and kill everybody. And he's going to create martial law and use the military against the American people. Funny, I have the actual directives from Biden last month authorizing the U.S. military for domestic operations and lethal force against the American people. You imagine if Trump did that? It's so massive. It's so dangerous. But it shows us the historic point we're at. And the globalists are stampeding forward with the preparations for civil war, civil unrest, to bring in a civil emergency, is what they'll call it, but martial law. They were doing that 100% with their actions until about 2 weeks ago. Now they've kind of prepared a little bit of an exit strategy story, but that just means that they've got both options on the table to go ahead and get out of the way of Trump winning, because they know the landslide's so big. They know an assassination will just blow up in their face because the last two failed. So they're thinking about just letting him get in and then handing him massive problems. That's on the table. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to go with the martial law move. It just means that I saw no signs that they might capitulate, not just here domestically, but geopolitically as well with the situation in Ukraine. Now I'm seeing big signs of that. That doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet. Last week when I talked about this, I saw a lot of confused people on X and InfoWars saying, well, wait a minute, they're getting ready for martial law, but you also say it looks like they're starting to capitulate. They're not just putting out noises on both. I'm seeing the real mechanics of it going. But that means, again, they've got both options, kind of like you can turn left or right or go up or down or make decisions in different ways. But I was seeing no signs of sanity and if nothing but nihilistically playing chicken with World War III and nuclear Armageddon. Now I'm seeing a lot of sane behavior, but that shows there's different power blocks within the different agencies and corporations. All right, look. Folks have wanted me for days to comment on the Langley Air Force Base drone incursions and the rest of it. And I pretty much knew what was going on when this got announced over the weekend, but I wanted to do some more research and then cogitate on it a little bit. But I know what's going on here, and you know what's going on here. It's part of a larger blue beam type preparation for mass hysteria. We're going to be talking about that coming up. Here as well today. And we've got the illegal aliens committing record level crimes all over Europe, the U.S. and Canada. Even Bill Clinton saying that if these illegals were better vetted, they wouldn't be killing everybody. But he goes on to spin it that, well, you know, Trump didn't allow them to pass their immigration reform bill the last 4 years. It was a total legalization bill. And they're the ones making sure no vetting happens. So that spin is not going to work. We've also got, obviously, the ongoing expansion of war in the Middle East with a lot of announcements that the U.S. and Israel are game planning and war gaming an attack on Iran as World War III inches closer. That could be the big October surprise. We're in October right now. It's the middle of October. So just an insane time to be alive. Also, Trump is hitting Kamala where it hurts. It's a unifying issue across the board. People don't want to pay for rapist sex changes in women's prisons. Men in women's prisons having their ding-dongs cut off, and we're paying for it. That's all coming up as well. It's the most censored broadcast in the world. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Stay with us.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are 20 days from the most important election in world history. Then it's 98 days until President Trump would be inaugurated on the 20th of January, 2025. It is 28 days until InfoWars could potentially be shut down. And the bad guys that are trying to buy it, including a Soros-backed group, Media Matters, have said they want to shut it down as part of their purchase day one. So that's a pretty big news item there. The deep state's worked so hard to try to get this done, but regardless, they fail. If I'm able to just go right back on air through a whole new system the next day, and a lot goes into that, like $18,000 a month for the TV and radio satellites that deliver us to radio and TV and cable systems that reach millions and millions a day. So that's the type of stuff we're talking about when I say please support our sponsors that will go forward with us that aren't part of InfoWars, like thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. If you want to keep this operation on the air and defeat the globalist, it's your decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get great T-shirts, get great ball caps, hoodies, long sleeves, as well as incredible supplements like Ultimate CMOS, the incredible superfood with all that natural iodine and so much more. Just want to say that right up front, that this broadcast is backed by We the People. That means you. And we've been through such a long fight together. Many of you have been listening for 30 years. And I just want to commend all of you and salute you for your past support. But now is the most critical time in our history, at the most important point in human history, in my view. So visit thealexjonesstore.com. All right, I'm going to stop there. All right, here is my main point, and I'm going to start drilling through all this today. Kamala Harris is dangerously desperate. Or desperately dangerous. She is desperate. Her controllers are desperate. They know that there's a total political realignment of Americans. People born here, people that care about this country, people that have seen the screw job of the last 4 years. Upwards of 55% of black males, and its points go up every week. It was 50 a month ago. It's 55 in most polls now. The lowest polls are 45. The highest are 60%. So the average is about 55% of black males said they're going to vote for Trump. 28% voted for Trump in the last election. Trump got about 20% the first time in 2016. Previous Republicans, the highest number they ever got was people like Ronald Reagan and Nixon, around 15%. So that's a massive movement. Same thing with Hispanic voters. Over 50% of Hispanic males, 30-plus percent of Hispanic females. Those numbers are moving quickly towards Trump. So it's a slide. It's a collapse of confidence in the Democrats. Asians are shifting from being Democrat voters to Republican voters. The Republican Party, for the first time in a big Gallup study 2 weeks ago, is now the majority party in voters that were canvassed nationwide. there has been a political realignment. And it's intensifying. And so that's what makes the globalists so desperately dangerous. So Kamala is now going, we'll put Drudge up for you, DrudgeReport.com, with the headline, American Psycho. Trump's crazy. Trump's dancing on stage. Trump's nuts. Trump's going to use the military on us. Trump's going to kill us. Trump's going to arrest everybody. Trump's going to put us in camps. Meanwhile, all over the world, under UN treaties that even haven't been signed but are being implemented, they're building giant pandemic facilities that they admit are a cover for putting political dissidents in them. And just a month ago, the Pentagon got a new director from Biden to use the military, including lethal force, the American people. And you have all these different Democrats like Pelosi and Raskin in Congress saying they are not going to certify the vote if Trump wins. And there's going to be civil war conditions. You already know about that. But look at some of these headlines. Harris warns unhinged Trump is out for total power. We'll read you her quotes. We have the video as well. Kamala Harris caught plagiarizing parts of her book. Big surprise. Remember, Biden had to step down from running for president once over that. Esper, take Trump's comments about using military against Americans seriously. He didn't even say that. DOJ directive expands domestic military authority to include lethal force against Americans. Here's the actual document, DOD Directive 5240.01. We bring the receipts. 60 Minutes warns Pennsylvania delayed vote could fuel conspiracy theories, protest, and violence. So they're pre-programming what they're planning. If anybody challenges the election or anybody points out chicanery, stage a violent attack, blame it on Trump, and continue to demonize the idea of questioning elections, when that's what the State Department has always said is the key to a free and fair election, is that that is able to be done. We also have lots of spin going on that ignore the polls, because now even the skewed polls, even the ones that lean towards Democrats in their methodology, show Trump having a big win. And so we have these headlines out of The Hill, CNN, they're all the same type headline. Forget the polls. Cultural signs point towards a Harris victory. Well, actually, cultural signs, which are based generally on the main thing you look at, is issue polls. So Trump isn't just 10, 15, 20 points ahead in national polls and regional polls and battleground state polls. In issue polls, he's 10, 15, 25, 30 points ahead, on average about 20 points ahead. 20-plus points ahead in all the polls that he'd handle the economy better, better on inflation. He'd handle the military better. He'd handle wars better. He'd handle all of it better. So on the polls that matter, why is Trump so super popular? But then in the, quote, election polls, his leads aren't as big as the issue polls. Normally, issue polls follow the popular vote. So, again, when you understand how polls really work, the facts are something completely different. Now, I've got some breakdowns from this morning, just about an hour ago, on Fox News, where they're showing some of even the mainline polls that still oversample Democrats, that still see Democrats as the majority of voter party. So they're still oversampling 5, 10 to 15 points, depending on the poll. If you read the methodology, more Democrats than Republicans. So when you call more Democrats than you call Republicans, what are you going to get? You're going to get more people that are saying they're going to vote Democrat. That's not rocket science. That's very, very simple to understand. But to give us the deep dive, and he's never somebody that sugarcoats things, he's a realist, almost a pessimist. Roger Stone joins us in the second hour to cover the election waterfront just 20 days out. And Roger believed there'd be a narrow Trump win in 16. I believe it would be a big one. It was a big one, but the fraud mitigated it, so it was a moderate win. It wasn't a landslide. Then Roger privately predicted Trump was going to lose in 2020, months before on the phone and in person, because of the fraud and the censorship. And he said Trump will have a little victory, but they'll steal it. Only a big win can override the fraud. Now, on air and cautiously off air, Roger has said, no, he agrees with me. It's a landslide for Trump, but the fraud's going to be so great. Will he make it over the top? Well, they've tried to kill him twice we know of because they know they're going to have big trouble stealing it. So this is a very amazing time to be alive. It is epic. People overuse the term epic, but this really is a global referendum on the power of censorship and manipulation and bullying and control and big money. Harris has had twice the money on average or more than Trump has had. He gets an average donation of less than $40. Harris has huge PACs and billionaires giving tens of millions apiece, some cases 50, 60. I mean, hell, Zuckerberg gave 450 plus million last election to get the data maps of dead people and folks out of district so they could fill in the names at those safe houses for the drop boxes. You know, the whole 2000 Mule film documents that. So I don't think we're out of the woods, but the initiative's ours. The stars politically are aligning for humanity. But it's not time to count our chickens before they hatch, as they say. So here is a little clip from Fox News this morning on the polls.
1 day's away, and right now it's tighter than it has been in most recent contests. And the Real Clear Politics average now shows Kamala Harris up by just 1.4 points nationally. Former President Trump has a fractional lead in an average of battleground states. Look at that. Look at the plus 0.4. It is close, close. Everybody's got to vote. Vote your interest. It's important. It's your right as an American. Go do it. Compare that to the last two White House races. In 2020, Fox News polling found October showed Biden with a 10-point lead. Now, they dumped him. Trump only narrowly lost that race. In 2016, Hillary Clinton had a 7-point national lead. Trump, of course, went on to win that race. A top Harris-Walz advisor used some pretty colorful language to cast doubts on the numbers. Are we bleeping? What are we doing?
I think Kamala Harris may surprise at the end of the day with either straight-up Republicans or independents who are essentially Republicans. We particularly like what we're not seeing on the Trump data, which is there's not an army of kind of incels showing up in early vote. I really can't speak to the public polls. I spend very little time looking at them.
As I know you do.
I just don't. And most of them are horse. When you tell people how little the campaign matters, meaning a good campaign is not going to turn a 54 or 46 loss into a win. It's impossible. But if you have the best campaign on the ground, it can give you a half a point or a point.
Kamala Harris continues to offer up more servings of word salad. Critics say this could be her worst yet. Here she is trying to paint Trump's comments on some blue cities as racist.
He's singling out cities where there are significant African Americans, and that's who he's talking about.
Yes.
Black people.
Yes. Yes. You know, there's this whole, I talked with somebody once who said, you know, if you just look at where the stars are in the sky. Don't look at them as just random things. If you just look at them as points, look at the constellation. What does it show you? So you just outlined it, Roland. What does it show you? That the cities that he picks on in terms of black population or black mayor are both. Come on.
Two, one. All right, that's enough of this crap. Wow. Just absolute bull. Oh, but don't worry. Kamala's now promising black men a $20,000 loan. Just like she promises to get rid of taxes on tips when that's Trump's idea. When she broke the tie in the Senate to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to target blue collar workers. It's just everything she says is a lie. Now, I know our audience knows about this. I understand that you understand it, and we beat this dead horse. But the general public, and the polls show this, upwards of 90% do not want open borders. And so Trump's hammering that, plus it's the right thing to do to save the country. The Democrats are importing a permanent underclass in voters. They admit it. But another area that's upwards of 90% is Americans, over 90%, do not want to pay for people's sex change surgeries. And they sure don't want to pay for men in women's prisons who identify as women, who are getting women pregnant, in many cases raping them, and paying for them to not just have their penises removed, but in some cases, breast implants, plastic surgery. So we've got a compilation of the new Trump clips and ads up on Infowars.com. I suggest you share this article, also posted on X. Watch, new Trump ad blasts Kamala's support of boys playing in girls' sports and tax-funded gender surgeries for trans inmates. And again, this all comes out of MI6 and the CIA. It's declassified. They developed as a plan to break down society and destroy the genders, to further destroy the family, because they want people isolated, atomized, and easily controlled. It is a cultural weapon. And the good news is the public sees through this. This is a winning issue. Plus, it's the right thing to do to expose it and outlaw taxpayers paying for this crap. One of the big medical facility owners and managers said in different press conferences we played, oh, we get one kid to transition, we get hundreds of thousands of dollars of surgery, and then we keep him in the medical system for life, we get millions. And if they attach that to taxpayer money, then they can really expand the targeting of our children and basically a post-birth sterilization. It's like a post-birth form of abortion. If they can't kill the kid in the womb, they want to kill their capability to ever procreate, and they're mainly targeting in the Western world autistic children, which is just off the charts from all the toxic foods and shots and things that people are ingesting. Very, very serious situation. Here's a few of these new Trump ads.
Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners.
Surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. Every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access.
Hell no, I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to that.
Kamala supports transgender sex changes in jail with our money.
Kamala even supports letting biological men compete against our girls in their sports. Kamala is for they, them. President Trump is for you.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
He murdered a father of three, sentenced to life in prison. Kamala Harris pushed to use tax dollars to pay for his sex change.
I made sure that they changed the policy so that every transgender inmate would have access.
It sounds insane because it is insane. Kamala was the first to help pay for a prisoner's sex change.
The power that I had, I used it in a way that was about pushing for the movement, frankly, and the agenda.
Kamala's agenda is they, them, not you.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Powerful. Retweet those ads to everybody you know and those you don't know. Send it on your email list, your text message list, everything from Real Alex Jones and Infowars.com. That's the truth. That's effective. Get it out to everybody you know. And again, everybody you don't know. The key is realizing the power you have. And when you use that power, it changes the world. All right. I want to come back and talk about their civil unrest, martial law plans, how they're billing Trump as a dictator, how they're hyping that up, how they're claiming he wants to use the military against the American people. Then speaking of the military, I want to spend at least 10 minutes on what's really going on with these drone swarms around the ships and the military bases and the idea that the military doesn't know where it's coming from or what's going on there. Then I've got a lot of other news on them now confirming the Venezuelan gangs committing all sorts of horrible crimes and murder and taking over, and the fact that they tried to say that didn't exist, just like they tried to say the Haitians aren't doing all this horrible stuff, the Haitian illegals and the rest of it. And then Roger Stone joins us to talk about the election in depth. Now, I want to encourage listeners who've never visited the AlexJonesStore.com to go there and get amazing t-shirts, get incredible hoodies, hats, just amazing designs, new ones being added every day. It's over 150 total designs there. It is the one-stop shop for that. And whatever happens to InfoWars, you will keep us on the air. Separately, when you visit the AlexJonesStore.com, we have Ultimate CMOS, a superfood of superfoods with the organic iodine that's so good for your whole body, and a bunch of other trace vitamins and minerals and things that just do incredible things. It's a concentrate. And now they have the capsules with the key ingredients being twice as strong as even the gummies. They're both amazing. Ultimate CMOS at the AlexJonesStore.com. And of course, there's also Optimal Human, a superpower, 90 plus ingredients, superfood, way better than AG Greens and a lower price, all at the AlexJonesStore.com. So again, it's critical, whatever happens to InfoWars, to keep us on the air, that you go there, plus their great products. We'll be back after this special announcement. Stay with us.
Why does the whole world sound like Alex Jones now? Why does Elon Musk sound just like me, Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Russell Brand? The list goes on and on.
Can I tell you, this is crazy, but a few years ago, I interviewed Alex Jones. One of the things he was telling me was about fluoride and about early puberty and about the frogs when exposed that went from male to female.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to NBC. We had all these fact checkers. It was all true. We found out all this stuff he was saying was true. And here I am across from you, Harvard educated Johns Hopkins attending physician saying, yeah, fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's because what I've been covering on the air for over 30 years is from the globalists' own documents, their own battle plans, their own white papers, their own publications. And when I first got on air 30 years ago, I looked back at what the globalists said they would do in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, early 90s, and I saw that they'd gotten almost all of it done. So then I said, wow, these folks pretty much are in control, trying to get full control. I better look into what their future plans were. And it's absolutely hellish. 80% forced global depopulation, making the humans that are still alive be biomedically controlled with poisons and things introduced to their bodies when they're young, so the medical system has complete control over you for the rest of your life. No borders, the destruction of the nuclear family, pedophilia being normalized, literally a satanic world government system. And if you look at everything that we've been exposing, it's all out in the open now. The enemy has taken off the mask, and they knew that as this system goes from beta to operational, as it begins to emerge in everybody's face, that we're going to have incredible credibility. And that's why they need us off the air. Because my work, my most important work, isn't the past. It's what we're going to do in the present and the future. So regardless of what happens to InfoWars, in 28 days from the time I'm taping this, on Tuesday, October 15th, if you simply support our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, we will work with the sponsor and ensure that not just my show, but our investigative reports and everything that we're currently doing, and hopefully in the future expanding, continues on. But we cannot do it without you. So when you call in thanking me, I always say back, what? I want to thank you. You're the reason we're still on air. You're the reason we've had all this incredible success. So I salute you and thank you for your past support. And I tell you now, look at the world. Look at our credibility. Look at everything that's happening. The public's mind and hearts and souls are ready for the truth. And our most important work is just now beginning. So please keep me on the air one way or another. It's in your hands, not the globalist hands. They're not in control of this. It's you. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get incredible supplements like Ultimate CMOS gummies, and now we have the powdered pills that are twice as strong as the gummies. It is the superfood. It is mixed with a whole bunch of other incredible superfoods that turbocharge it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and look at the ingredients and research them for yourself, and then most importantly, order a bottle and try it, and I know you're going to be hooked. You're going to love it. Stamina, libido, focus, energy, your health, your immune system, all electrochemical activities have to have iodine, and that's just one of the naturally occurring compounds that is in the Ultimate CMOS from Irish CMOS and more. And then, ladies and gentlemen, all of these amazing Patriot Design t-shirts, hoodies, and ball caps, new ones are being added every day. There's over 120 different designs on the site. Wristbands, bumper stickers, it's all there on the site, all about spreading the word and meeting like-minded people in the third dimension while you keep the tip of the spear on the air. So now it is go time. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get amazing supplements. Get amazing Patriot clothing. Spread the word. Meet like-minded people and keep our broadcasts on the air.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge. And I give you guys props for fighting through it all. And I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase. So keep it going, guys.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to Whole Foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Everything's coming down to this election in 20 days. The forces of globalism are trying to shut down this broadcast in 28 days. They're trying to start World War III. It's all happening right now. We are living in an incredible time of change. As Lenin, the evil genius, said, there are decades when nothing happens, and there are weeks when decades happen. And we are in that time right now. And I'm so blessed and honored to be here. And so thankful to all of you for keeping me on the air through all of our trials and tribulations together. And I believe and I know my most important broadcast and my most important films and my most important special reports and books and news reports and breaking articles and stories are yet to come. But that's up to me being steadfast and working hard and following the Holy Spirit's guidance, and then it's up to you with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. So I thank you all for that. All right. Let me finish up with the globalists and what they're going to do during this election. And we know what they're going to do from the different pre-programming they're involved in. Now, that's like being a football coach of the other team that's sent your scouts to watch the other team play games and to secretly, you know, sit in the bleachers and record their training sessions, their training camps, to know what the plays are and what the formations are so that when you see it, you know how to respond. It doesn't mean I know exactly what play they're going to play right down to the last few seconds. And they can do trick plays with the formation and then do another play. But I've been studying them, and I know you've been studying them as well, and so have our guest. And that's why they hate this broadcast, the establishment, because they don't want people wargaming and thinking and studying, because we're pretty smart and can figure out the enemy's game plan, which we've done. I have never seen so much pre-programming for civil unrest, race war, false flags, civil war conditions. We've played hundreds of the clips last year. There's new ones this week. They're everywhere pushing it. So we have to take it very seriously that they're going to pull that. And now I'm seeing everywhere, without even looking, flipping through the channels, going over the news, it's just everywhere. Kamala, her handlers, her spokespersons, her surrogates are everywhere. All these former generals that are globalist are all over the news. You see them saying Trump's a psycho, Trump's going to be a dictator, Trump's going to persecute his political opposition. Everything they're establishing, they're blaming on Trump and the American people. And they're saying this will be the last election if Trump wins, because they're intending to still have elections like Venezuela, but they won't be real anymore. That's what this totalitarian model does. That's what under Obama and now under Biden, the State Department's gone around the world to make sure populists don't get in and to do everything they can to then outlaw those political parties. In Germany and Austria, the populist anti-globalist parties that sound just like me or Elon Musk or Tucker Carlson, and they say they listen, we've had some of them on, the government of Germany and the government of the EU and the government of Austria in just the last 2 weeks have all said, we're just going to disregard these parties winning and we're just not going to let them take power. And then they start indicting the leaders of those parties, or they get shot or they get stabbed. I mean, that's in the news today. And it just is a blip. Oh, this leader that's anti-globalist got shot 5 times. He lived. Oh, this guy got stabbed in the face. He barely lived. Oh, this person got run over by a car. He's dead. And it's just blip, 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 blips on the radar screen. Now, if a leftist or globalist got killed, you'd never hear the end of it. It'd be our fault. But when they kill or maim our people, it's just a blip. So you add all this to what's happening, and it's the same globalist strategy around the Western world. They know they're losing, so they are moving towards outlawing their opposition, indicting their opposition, lawfaring and suing their opposition, as we've experienced. Two of our reporters have been in prison for no reason. That's how close to home this is. So they've turned the heat way up, and it's because they're losing. That's the good news. So I don't know the exact type of false flag they're going to pull. But they keep saying right-wingers are about to kill all the black people, so that means they're pre-programming some loons to do that. Or they'll do it themselves, they can't find loons. They've been really hyping cyber outages and power supply attacks that are going to be run by Trump supporters. I told you that months before last year, the FBI put out official memos saying that, because I could see the pre-programming in the news, and I said they're getting ready for that, and here's the FBI memo. Trump supporters under Putin command are going to blow up power stations and cut the power around the country when Trump loses. They're pre-programming the mind for what they're planning to do. We have the playbook. Does it mean they're going to run all those plays? No. They might add some plays we don't know about, But generally, they run the plays they've been drilling to run. It's just like football. That's why people love football, because it's simulated chess warfare between people on a field. And our brains are designed to analyze that, because we're designed to understand warfare and strategy in the real world, because if you don't know that strategy, you get enslaved. You get killed. Instead, the average man is an expert at whatever sport they're into or whatever sport they watch or sports. And I'm not mad at you. I get it. My brain's designed the same way. I sat down with my mom and dad and kids and watched the Texas OU game. I enjoyed it. Ate chili. Kicked back. Took 3.5 hours off. But at the end of the day, we had to turn all the ads off because it was such brainwashing. So I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying, at this day and time, when everything's on the line, if the American male had the same concerns about sports that they had about their future and the world, we would not be in the bad position we're in. And that's starting to change. And here's another example, and I've been meaning to do a whole show on this. We had a caller at the end of the broadcast last week, and I had to cut him off. I wish, you know, I had 20 minutes to talk to him. And he said, yeah, I see these big headlines of 32 million Christians set to not vote at all because they refuse to vote for the lesser of two evils, Donald Trump, because he's not a saint. If you expect Jesus Christ to come sit down in front of you and so you can vote for him for office, I would advise you not to hold your breath. Trump is not a hypocrite. He's never claimed to be an angel when it comes to women. I actually find it refreshing that he doesn't run around like Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. But when he says a policy, he actually executes it. He's a man of his word. Even if he's wrong on some subjects, at least you know with Trump what you're dealing with. That means you're not building your house on sand. You're building it on bedrock. And look, it goes down to this. In history, in the Bible, which they've now dug up everything the Bible says has happened. They actually didn't believe it till they keep finding everything in the Bible exactly as it was said. They just found the altar where Jacob and all them did their famous rituals. And I mean, it's just crazy. But the point is that God works through imperfect vessels. And I guarantee you that a lot of these Christians who say they're Christians, and I'm not judging them, I'm sure you are, have God in your heart, you've given your life to Jesus Christ, that you're watching football, which is a religion, which is a gladiatorial bread and circus diversion. And I'm not judging you for watching it. I haven't watched a football game all the way through in probably 15 years. I watched one this weekend. I said, let me just turn my brain off. And my mom would have the controller. She'd turn the audio off, you know, during the obnoxious ads. My point is, I don't worship that. So if you're a Christian and you watch Hollywood movies or you watch football games or you're in the system and then you don't vote because Trump isn't perfect, you're a hypocrite. And that's the bottom line. But a lot of it is also Christians wanting to stay out of the fray, wanting to go to churches where everything's okay, we're just waiting for the return of Jesus, and we're not politically engaged, and we're not involved. So the way I would put it is, a vote for Trump is a vote for survival and having a shot at a livable future. And a Trump for Kamala is a vote for the devil. And it really does just come down to that. And I've got to tell my Christian brethren out there that if you in your heart and your spirit don't understand that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are pure evil, and you just step aside and do nothing because you're like a Pharisee in Christ's time, look, read the New Testament. Christ and his disciples criticized the Pharisees because they demanded everybody be absolutely perfect, but they themselves weren't. Now, there it is. Study says 32 million Christians likely not to vote. So I guess you're upset that Trump struck down Roe v. Wade or got that done. I guess you want the human trafficking to continue that he basically shut down 99%. I guess you want World War III. I mean, I guess you want the transgenderism in the schools. I mean, I guess you want the Venezuelan gangs running around and robbing and killing. I just cannot in my mind and my soul get my little brain wrapped around why you're sitting there on the sideline. But if you really in your soul, in your heart, in your conscience, really think not voting for President Trump is a good idea, well then, hey, that's your decision, and I'm not going to sit here and beg you to try to save this country. And if anybody thinks Trump's going to turn it all around, you're wrong. But with who we have in charge, they are saying, and they've said this all over MSNBC, all over CNN, all over the New York Times, their professors have said it, that we've got to outlaw MAGA. We don't just need to defeat Trump. We need to defeat the idea of this populism, and we need to persecute these people and use Homeland Security against them. They've had former CIA agents on CNN, I played the clip, saying that. And so they're coming for the American people. Just like they say Trump's coming for them, no, they're coming for us. And the Democratic Party is an openly satanic party. Tim Walz is an open communist Chinese agent. Look at the whole background. Confucian Organization, those are all communist agents. That's a communist-controlled system. Tim Walz puts tampon dispensers in boys' bathrooms. Tim Walz lets after-birth abortion happen. Tim Walz wants to take kids away from their parents by age 9 and put them in government homes where they can be transitioned without parental consent. And if you don't vote for Trump, you are voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And I don't know how you look at yourself in the mirror. I mean, the choice is so clear-cut. The situation is so dire. The country's very existence is on a knife's edge. The inflation has been out of control under Harris. The crime has been out of control. It's literally George Soros in there, defunding the police, putting all his people in to the district attorneys and county attorney positions and many of the state attorney generals. And this country is fighting for its very survival. You know, I said I'd get into the UFO swarms, which are drone swarms. And they admit they're man-made, but they call them UFOs. It's all Project Bluebeam. I'll start the third hour after Roger leaves us. So if you're busy, got stuff going on, make sure you tune into the third hour, or we'll archive it today at Real Alex Jones, Bandai Video, and Infowars.com/show. But if they shut down InfoWars on the 13th of November, just 28 days out, they've already said, the Democrats, that they want to shut down InfoWars, shut down all the archives, and claim that they own everything I ever said or did, even though everything I did was free to air, published to the world, copyright free, so they're not going to be able to do that. We're going to fight them. But you need to be able to look for where we are if that happens, and take notes of some of the URLs I'm going to be giving you here, because we've been busy beavers with folks behind the scenes. And then that's just another example of why would you vote for Harris Walz, who've worked for the same Justice Department deep state system that is engaged in total lawfare and weaponization of the Justice Department and judiciary and total persecution of pro-lifers, long prison sentences for peacefully protesting at the entrances of abortuaries, and all of the sexualization and pornography in the schools, and the attempted federalization of the school boards, and then all the persecution I've gone through, most of which you don't know about because I don't want to make the show just about my persecution. We've got bigger fish to fry. But the evil New World Order, Hollywood, globalist, pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, P. Diddy system hates my guts. and is obsessed with shutting us down. The Democrat Party lawyers, when they won their fake lawsuits where I was already found guilty before they had the show trials, said in Texas and said in Connecticut at the courthouse steps, don't buy his products and don't donate to him because we don't want money. Funny, they're owed these big fake judgments, but they're saying we don't want money and we want the company that can pay them money that we offered to settle for them for more money than I've made my whole lifetime. And I told my lawyers, watch, when we go up to the number they want, they'll suddenly say no. $70 million over 10 years. I never made that in 30 years on air. There's not been that much profit. They lied and said there was, you know, hundreds of millions. It's all crap. They admit that down in the New York Times. Turns out he had meager resources. There wasn't all that money. They just lied. Of course they did. But they said, we don't want money. But they run headlines, he won't give them their money, the children, the money. Alex Jones killed the kids at Sandy Hook. All crap. Alex Jones pees on graves. All crap. But the reason I raise it is they want this show shut down. Because still, I exposed the transgender stuff 20 years ago as a Tavistock Institute, MI6, CIA operation. Now, finally, big filmmakers and talk show hosts and members of Congress understand it's a plan funded by the big banks, by BlackRock, to destroy society. Instead of just, oh, they commit suicide. Oh, they're uncomfortable. Oh, it's not good. Oh, they're not really, you know, changing sex. Oh, we shouldn't pay for it. What about it's a government plan to break down society? What about going to the heart of who runs it and who's behind it? That's what the globalists are doing, and they can't stand their full blueprint being exposed. So, they're now pre-programming that in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Arizona, Wisconsin, that Republicans are going to be violent and the FBI is going to be at the polling places making sure that Republicans don't try to steal the election or do something. And, oh my gosh, you know, Pennsylvania says they're not going to have the results for a few days, which is the Democrat Red Mirage plan. Trump wins when the polls close, but then they've got the extra ballots here and there to make sure whatever it is they've got to get past, they deliver it. That graph where Biden's down here, Trump's above him, they close the polling places. They say the counting stopped at 1 a.m. And then, bloop, Biden shoots up, create that F symbol. Same thing with Kamala. And then if you cry foul when they're covering up the windows at night and the internal surveillance cameras show them sticking the same ballots in for Biden over and over again, they sue you in a rigged jurisdiction like New York, and then you win $80-something million. Because they want to outlaw questioning this stuff. They want to demonize it. So that's their plan. The deep state's planning violence on election day and after. There's a new FBI memo that we broke here with Jack Posobiec Friday, where the Democrats, Homeland Security is saying, oh, Ukrainian-connected people are going to launch terror attacks on and after the election. CBS News, Pennsylvania. Election officials are bracing for conspiracy theories and protest. Oh, yeah. Democrats always challenge elections they lose. But if Republicans do it when there's massive evidence of fraud, it's insane. It's violent. Oh, don't question weather weapons that are declassified. Don't question all the admissions of it. You're going to cause violence. Don't question transgenderism. You're going to cause violence. Don't show that it's a transition people doing most of the mass shootings. You're going to cause them to get persecuted. Oh, the poor power structure. Oh, the poor system. So they're pre-programming that violence is coming. Here's a 60 Minutes clip where they're warning of violence because people are questioning. Here it is.
So in 2020, it took 4 days to call the election in Pennsylvania. What took so long?
When you have half of your voters vote by mail, like we did in 2020, counting those votes takes time.
We saw for ourselves at a ballot intake center in Chester County outside Philadelphia.
So this is the actual envelope, and these where the ballots are returned in.
And this is a sample.
Correct, yeah. Yes.
Elections Administrator Karen Barsoom showed us how each ballot arrives inside two different envelopes.
94 ballots in one tray.
Processing them is a tedious task, which under Pennsylvania law cannot start until 7 a.m. on election day.
So when we do open it, there is another envelope. So hypothetically speaking, if we have 100,000 mail-in ballots, we have to deal with double the amount of envelopes, which is a long process. And then the ballots comes out.
And you can't count it folded like that.
Correct. We will need to have a whole different team unfold them, backfold them, to get the creases out as good as we can.
How long does it take to process each ballot?
Several minutes. It's not like done in a sec.
So they show you some election worker and say, look how innocent she is. Look, she's a nice lady. I'm sure she is. That's the system camouflaging itself, and all the chicanery they engage in with just common people. Like, oh, look at this mom and pop company that, you know, makes it rain over farms that during droughts. People are claiming this guy with a small airplane is controlling hurricanes. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, look, this woman that just sticks the ballots in the machine. She's just a normal person. She's not stealing anything. No, it's once it goes into the computers. And it's who's bringing her the ballots that have been filled out in these safe houses with the names of dead people and people that moved out of the district. Then they have these poll workers like her on from Michigan and Arizona and everywhere. I'm just a regular poll worker, and I'm going to have to quit because I keep getting threats. People think I'm stealing it. Nobody's specifically saying that poll worker's doing it. I've looked at the complaints. I've looked at the filings. But the media goes, look at this old man. Look at this old lady. While they were just, you know, doing no big deal. They were just doing their job, and boy, this happened. Meanwhile, Gallup and others have done big studies of illegal aliens. Polls, we've shown them to you in the last few months. And upwards of 16% on average, it's 14. That number keeps coming up. 14% of illegal aliens, migrants, question, have they voted in the past? Yes. And upwards of 30% are saying they're planning to vote. And then you got Democrats everywhere saying, oh yeah, we give you driver's license in the blue states and blue cities so you can vote in elections. Again, it's all hiding in plain view. And Elon Musk has been doing an excellent, excellent job at posting the documents, posting the articles, and showing that. He's been nailing it. And Americans are getting pissed off to learn this. And that's good news. All right, Roger Stone is coming up. We're going to cover the waterfront, the real polls, the numbers, what the bad guys are saying, races where Trump's way ahead, other key battlegrounds. Can we get, you know, the Senate for Trump? Can we expand the lead in the House? All that's on the table. Then we'll look forward to the 76 days after he's elected, when he's president-elect. What do we do then to drain the swamp, as Trump has promised to do? And as RFK Jr. has said, he's been conscripted, drafted, to come in and help with all that. All right, we'll be right back. Remember, we need support, regardless of what happens to InfoWars. So check out our sponsor, TheAlexJonesStore.com, and our other sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. Incredible products. Thank you for your support. We'll be right back.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and get Optimal Human.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is,
because, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the electricity.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Join 350 plus radio stations and TV and cable stations to join us at 6 after with the great Roger Stone to cover all the political news. We're going to get back into their plans for violence during the election. Getting ahead of this is beyond critical. Remember, if you're a viewer or a listener, spreading the word is how we reach more people. That is everything. That's how we override the censors. We're going to come right back here in just a few minutes with Roger Stone.
I'm shooting this update on Tuesday, October 14th, 2024. In 28 days, InfoWars goes up for sale, and the bad guys say they're going to try to outbid the good guys and shut us down. Well, regardless of what happens, I'm going to stay on the air. And I know those of you watching and listening think the same thing, because you love America, you love freedom, and you're not rolling over to the globalists. You're not rolling over to their censorship and their bullying and how they've terrorized the American people. You're fired up, and you are part. You are at the heart of the Great Awakening. Now, we make it really easy to ensure, no matter what happens to InfoWars, we stay on the air and keep fighting without missing a beat. And the way to do that is to support our great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, with incredible t-shirts, amazing ball caps, hoodies, you name it, that spread the word and promote a message of liberty, and you also meet like-minded people while you do it. There's also incredible supplements. For years, Irish sea moss has been all the rage as the superfood, because just in the concentrated moss itself, it's full of one of the best types of iodine that is such a key in our entire body. But then it's got all of these other superfoods and ingredients in it that just turbocharge the entire body, particularly the thyroid and all of your hormones in your body. The endocrine disruptors, the weed killers, the atrazine, all the glyphosate that's in the food, the water, everywhere, suppresses that and blocks that. That's why using the compounds God gave us does incredible things. Now, we sold out of the first round of concentrated gummies, Irish sea moss, ultimate sea moss, thealexjonesstore.com. But more's coming in next week. But they just got in yesterday the powdered capsules of it that don't taste great like the gummies, but dissolve in your stomach so you never taste it, so it doesn't matter, that are twice as strong when it comes to the iodine and the other key compounds in it. Now, the gummies are amazing. People are going to love them. You get instant energy from them, but it takes a few weeks for the iodine to really kick in so you really feel it. But with these capsules, they are actually a little bit more than twice as powerful with the main ingredients. So believe me when I say you want to go to thealexjonesstore.com, look at the ingredients list, and then research the ingredients for yourself, because it's not just the sea moss. It's a superfood. It has the iodine, a bunch of other vitamins and minerals and key trace elements in it, so it really gets into your blood, really gets into your cells. I was already incredibly excited about our sea moss because I know about the rave reviews, but since I've been taking it, it is insanely good. I just now started taking yesterday the capsules, and they're even more incredible than the gummies. So for adults, for children, for old folks, for everybody, you want to get Ultimate Sea Moss at thealexjonesstore.com
and it funds our operation. No matter what happens to InfoWars, supporting our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com, is critical to the fight. Plus, these are amazing products. You can get one bottle of the CMOS gummies or the CMOS powdered capsules for 40% off, two for 40+%, and three for 50+% exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, the classic InfoWars red on navy blue shirt. This is a classic, but if InfoWars shuts down, it's going to be quite a collector's item, quite the memento of history. But if we survive, it'll be even cooler. So please make your mark in history. Know that you back the most critical media organization defending Team Humanity at the most important time in our decades and decades long history. Please visit now thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you all for your past support and ask you now more than ever to commit at this critical time. Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Number two of this live Tuesday, October 15th, 2024 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Every day that we're still on air is precious. 28 days until InfoWars goes up for auction. Soros-backed Media Matters says they're going to try to buy it. Patriot groups have already pre-qualified. They plan to be part of that to save InfoWars, but potentially 28 days from now, we could be shut down. So please take every day here as precious. We are 20 days out from the election, and I'm seeing real signs of desperation from the Kamala Harris camp and her controllers. We could not have a better, more informed guest, former chief political advisor to President Trump, 45-year confidant of President Trump, and former political target and prisoner. Roger Stone joins us to talk about Obama screwing the political pooch, demonizing black men for daring to support Trump. That's backfiring, the numbers show. Also, it's coming out how the Democrats are trying to keep illegal aliens on the ballot, and that's got major traction. They're caught red-handed. What's really happening in the poll numbers, the danger of more assassination attempts. The Democrats everywhere saying Trump supporters are going to get violent in battleground states on and during the election with no evidence of that. So to cover all these incredible angles is Roger Stone. Roger, great to have you.
Alex, great to be back with you. What an exciting time to be alive.
I mean, I can't believe we're alive right now. For somebody that's politically aware, it's so historic, but I can't see how anybody isn't on the edge of their seat right now.
No, because the future of the Republic is up for grabs in, you know, a little more than 3 weeks. This is it. I talked to a group of libertarians recently who said, you know, maybe we're going to keep our powder dry. We put aside a little money. Maybe we'll start a new party when this is over. Folks, if we do not win this election, I really honestly don't believe we're ever going to have another election. This is it. This is the moment we were born for. This is the epicenter of the fight for freedom. And I'm feeling, you know how I am, a very conservative. I'm generally pessimistic, but I'm beginning to feel better and better about the prospects for victory. I'm not saying that we're going to win big. I wouldn't use that headline, but I'm feeling better and better about it.
And you privately told me some things right before the 2020 election. You said it's not as big a win as 2016. We need a big win to overpower the fraud. And now even the head of Rasmussen Polling basically says the exact same thing on my show currently, that Trump won because of a landslide 2016. They mitigated it with fraud. He had a small win in 2020. They stole it. This time it's looking bigger than 2016 is what I'm seeing and what some of the top people like the Rasmussen head poller, you know, he's very respected, one of the most accurate people out there. He's saying what you're saying right now.
Yeah, he's got a great track record, and I agree with him. Now, we do know that Donald Trump always underpolls. So it's understandable. There are Americans out there who aren't going to tell a stranger on the phone or on the internet that they're voting for Donald Trump. They don't want to be harassed. They don't want to be targeted. So I always look at all of these polls with a slight grain of salt, because I do think mentally you can add anywhere from 2 to 3, maybe even 4 points to the Trump totals. This is a new phenomenon. We didn't have this 20 years ago when I think people were polling, but also the polling methods were a little more primitive. Also, as you know, Alex, polling is directional. In other words, a poll is a snapshot in time. It's only good for that episecond that it's been tabulated. In fact, by the time it's published, it's already technically slightly out of date. That's because public opinion moves very quickly on the basis of events. So, but if you look at this directionally, if you go to Real Clear Politics and take 4 or 5 of the most respected pollsters out there and you look at them as a group, they all show the same thing. The momentum is very much with Trump. It's also easy to debunk some of these polls. So, for example, there was an Ipsos poll a couple of days ago showed Kamala Harris leading in Pennsylvania by 3. When you look at the internals on that poll, they ask a question, how did you vote in 2016? Well, that question showed that Joe Biden won the state by 8 points. Joe Biden won Pennsylvania by 1.5. That's how you know they oversampled Democrats. That's how you know the poll is incorrect. So I feel good about the direction of this. I also continue to be amazed by the energy output by Donald Trump. This guy is campaigning like he did at the close of 2016. He's putting in the hours. He's putting in the miles, and he's having a good time doing it. You can see that in every one of these broadcasts.
Let's look at where the Democrats have stumbled versus where Trump could have done better. And I'm from my own lay perspective, Trump's hitting on all cylinders, not making a lot of mistakes. J.D. Vance is knocking it out of the park. All of the Trump supporters and surrogates are hyperactive right now, just devastating the globalist. I see that we have massive initiative everywhere, and I'm seeing it even these town halls CNN has. The women, the blacks, the Hispanics are saying, no, I'm going with Trump because Kamala will destroy the country. She has no leadership. She's an idiot. And then we've got Obama coming out and tongue lashing black voters, particularly black men. And then that happened a week ago. Now numbers are coming in showing that that did what you predicted it would, turned even more of them against Obama. So let's play the famous clip from last week, already a lifetime ago in this election, and get Roger's take on that. Here it is.
Communities is that we have not yet seen the same kinds of energy and turnout in all quarters of our neighborhoods and communities as we saw when I was running. Now, I also want to say that that seems to be more pronounced with the brothers. So if you don't mind, just for a second, I'm going to speak to Yaldren and say that when you have a choice that is this clear, when on the one hand, you have somebody who grew up like you, knows you, went to college with you, understands the struggles and pain and joy that comes from those experiences. He's had to work harder and do more and overcome and achieves the second highest office in the land.
And there's been other criticisms. What's the aftermath of that, man, Roger?
That has backfired very, very badly. First of all, it's pathetic to see, a former president, clearly in the twilight of his political career, openly race baiting, and it has not been well received. First of all, it's not even true. Kamala Harris does not have a shared experience with the average black male American. She grew up in Canada in a relatively wealthy family. And she's had no so-called struggle. And we know that she climbed the political ladder in California by dispensing, shall we say, favors on her way up. The decision to stop their policy of keeping her away from the media, where she would do no one-on-one interviews, where she would do no press conferences, now to put her out on the circuit, that has also backfired badly. In terms of the polling, two things are interesting to me. One, Trump continues to make inroads among black male voters. He is also slowly beginning to make inroads among black woman voters. I think a lot of this has to do with the Shari People's case, which is now a documentary on that made by our mutual friend Joel Gilbert, up to 5.5, almost 6 million views on the internet. I think that information is getting through. But the other thing, Alex, is the inroads that Trump has made among Hispanic voters. Now, the previous high watermark in a presidential race for among Hispanics was about 38.5% by George W. Bush. This gets very little media coverage, but Trump is now breaking 50% among Hispanic voters. This is really historic. This has never happened before, because if the polls show him at 49 and a fraction, he's going to get 53, maybe 54. I think this has to do, first of all, with the economic arguments. Hispanic voters want economic opportunity. They want safe neighborhoods. They want affordable housing. These issues are resonating. Gets almost no coverage. Here's what's also interesting, Alex. Hispanic voters who speak Spanish but get their news in English are more likely to vote for Trump than Spanish voters who speak Spanish but get their news in Spanish. That's because the Univisions and the Telemundos and the others, those are kind of the Spanish version of CNN. The answer here, of course, is that I think the Trump campaign should start doing more Spanish language advertising, particularly on radio.
Absolutely. Shifting gears out of that, since you mentioned it, here's Vernon Jones, a great member of Congress there in Georgia and a good friend of ours. We're going to get him back on the show, responding to Obama. Here it is.
Hello, America, and hello, Georgia. I'm Vernon Jones, former state representative from the great state of Georgia, and I'm out doing my normal morning jog. By the way, it's a great day to be in Georgia. It's a beautiful fall day. But anyhow, I just had to pause for the cause. I, like many of you, observed and listened and watched Barack Obama last night as he addressed black men. But as a black man, he did everything but address us. What he did, he berated black men, he rebuked black men, even scolded black men, primarily because we will not fall in line and vote for Madam Lockupper Brother, Kamala Harris, because that's her record. As if black men are too stupid that we can't vote our self-interest, what's best for us, our pocketbook, our families. As if we've been immune to the past 3.5 years, as if we don't know that gas prices have been higher under Kamala Harris, food prices higher under Kamala Harris, interest rates on home mortgages higher under Kamala Harris, and runaway borders under Kamala Harris. But you know what? That's what the liberal white Democratic Party did. They dispatched Barack Obama out there to whip black men back on the plantation to vote Democrat. And you know, President Obama, he meant a lot to black people, but he didn't do anything for black people. And for him to want to come down from his mansion in Martha's Vineyard and tell black men how we should vote, really? You don't even live in Chicago anymore. You left your black community, Barack Obama, and you want to tell us how to vote? We're not having that, and we're not voting for Kamala Harris.
And that's former state rep Vernon Jones. I probably even slipped. We really wanted him to get into Congress. We need to get him in Congress. Roger, I've got some more clips here, and also Kamala saying Trump's racist. She's saying this everywhere. When she was on Fox News, or the clip on Fox News, they said Trump's really focusing on black voters in black cities, and he's getting some traction. She says, yeah, that's the constellation. That's the racism. So actually focusing on a group and coming up with policies that will help a group, that's now racism, Roger.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, let's look at the record. The lowest level of black unemployment in American history under Donald Trump. And he addresses the 1994 crime bill signed, written by Joe Biden himself, his chairman of the Judiciary Committee, signed into law by Bill Clinton, which has harshly penalized a disproportionate number of black Americans for the first time nonviolent crime of possession of small amounts of drugs. In other words, people who belong in drug treatment programs have been mass incarcerated. Donald Trump fixed that in the First Step Act, the Second Chance Act. So just those historic accomplishments, I think, demonstrate Donald Trump did more for black people than Barack Obama ever did. By the way, Obama could have done those things. He had 8 years as president, and he had a Democrat Congress for most of that period, but he did nothing for black America. We're on the cusp of a historic realignment here, of a new coalition. The fact that the Cheneys and what's left of the McCains and little Adam Kinzinger have all endorsed Kamala Harris, while Robert Kennedy Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, former Governor Rod Blagojevich have all endorsed Trump. This is indicative of the new coalition we're putting together, where common sense Democrats and common sense independents are going for Trump. They can have the warmongers. See, the Obama people see this in outdated terms. Oh, you see, we have bipartisan support. The fact that the Cheneys are supporting us, that shows we have Republican support. This is a bad misreading of how Americans see the situation.
It's hard to believe that they're that stupid. Let's shift gears, though, into the enemy's secret weapon. They're still using the updated Zuckerberg list of dead people and illegals, and Republicans are kicking the illegals and dead people off the rolls by the millions and millions around the country. Texas is a great example. But Glenn Youngkin of Virginia, the governor there, and we're going to play this clip of him with Tapper. I want your response to it. With the Justice Department coming in, trying to keep illegals on the rolls, same thing in Georgia, same thing in Michigan, same thing in Pennsylvania, same thing in Arizona. They're not even hiding these hundreds of thousands of ineligible people, many of them illegals, on the rolls. And so when we talk about the real number being 25 million illegals that have come in since Biden stole the election, and then we look at that fact there, I'm going to ask you if we have any idea how many are going to vote. We know the Gallup poll showed 14% of the illegals they polled said they voted in the last elections. So this is really their secret weapon. We'll talk about that in a moment, but here's the clip.
Why not just honor that 90-day period?
Well, let me just first begin. It's anything but a purging program. It begins with someone identifying themselves as a non-citizen. And I guess I would posit back to you, do you think that non-citizens, when they've self-identified as a non-citizen, should stay on the voter roll and therefore be in a position to potentially vote in a presidential
election? I don't think any non-citizen should vote. How are they self-identifying? How does that happen?
They actually tick a box that says, I am a non-citizen or they do not answer the question that they are a citizen, and therefore they self-identify that they are not a citizen in the United States of America. And this is why this is so out of bounds in my mind from the Justice Department. They fully understand this. They understand the process starts with a person self-identifying as a non-citizen, and then there is a match with that person's name on the voter rolls, and they are given not just one, but up to three times in order to try to cure it. And this is why I find this to be a very, very unreal moment that is stunning, that they filed this suit 25 days before a presidential election, when in fact this has been going on in accordance with our Constitution, the federal Constitution, and state law since 2006.
So let's stop there, Roger, before you respond to this key point. That's good, but for every good case, there's many bad. Arizona, first it was 100,000, then 200,000, now upwards of 300,000 people that are either illegal aliens or dead or moved out of the state, and the judge in the case in Arizona said it doesn't matter, they stay on the rolls, and we know people are voting in those names. They've done the spot checks. Then you've got Texas last week, the Secretary of State saying, we're going to let non-citizens who have non-citizen IDs vote if they don't self-identify as illegal. So I know it's very hard to dead reckon this because there's so many numbers in so many states, but are populist Republicans winning the war to keep illegal votes, fraudulent votes from happening, or are we losing, Roger?
At this point, Alex, I think it's a draw. I mean, look, I'm not an attorney. As you know, it's kind of hard to understand how the government, the federal government, even with a straight face, makes the argument that these people who are constitutionally ineligible to vote should remain on the rolls, and that we who advocate that they be removed are somehow disenfranchising people. We're not disenfranchising anyone who's legally eligible to vote. This came up last week. I said, speaking to the Jacksonville Young Republicans, that I believe there were as many as a million ineligible votes, voters on the rolls in the swing states. This would include voters who are dead, voters who moved out of state, voters who never existed to begin with, who are registered to vote at a vacant lot or a non-residential building where the mail to them comes back as undeliverable. Now, in some states, Florida, for example, the registrars in the various counties remove those people. But in other states, as you know, the state governments or state or counties have resisted removing them. How this all plays out, it's a little too early to say. But if they're arguing at this point that illegals must be allowed to vote, it tells you they know that they're losing. That's why they picked up this charge that Donald Trump is a racist. Just wait. Trump is going to cut your Social Security. You know that one's coming any minute now. They pull that one out at the end of every election.
And, Roger, let's just stop and let this sink in, even for our viewers and listeners. I know we're super dialed in because I judge things off how my brain's working. They're handing out driver's licenses to illegals in all these blue states. They're saying they're letting them vote. Then, even in places like Texas, they say, well, if somebody has a driver's license that's not a citizen, just don't ask them, let them vote. I have the video, the Secretary of State's office saying it, and the letter. When I put that out a few weeks ago, people couldn't even believe it the first day. They're like, come on, Alex, that's not true, because it doesn't sound true. So out of one side of their mouth, they deny it's happening. Out of the other side, they promote it going on. Let that sink in, that even in Texas, this is going on. This is crazy.
Well, not only that, Gavin Newsom has actually now made it a crime if someone asks for your photo ID. You need a photo ID to get on an airplane. You need a photo ID to buy a pack of cigarettes. I mean, this is an absurdity, but it shows you how desperate the war machine and the deep state is. They're losing. They know they're losing. Now they hope to flood the polls with illegals.
I totally agree with you. We got to go to break. I want to come back, and because we've harped on this, but massive pre-programming, massive preparation, as Jamie Raskin has said, and now Pelosi, oh, we're not going to certify Trump's vote. Trump just talking about that, they have, you know, indicted a bunch of people. And so I want to talk about with 20 days out. I know you want to only focus on the election, but let's say he gets elected, which I think the evidence is overwhelming it's going to happen. I feel it in my gut. there's not enough fraud to stop this, you know, landslide too big to rig. I agree it won't look like a landslide, but he's going to squeak over, in my view. That's my prediction here with the current information we have. But what are they going to do once he's president-elect? We need to start wargaming those 76 days where they're promising civil war conditions and then claiming Trump's the one that's going to create the civil war. They're really harping on this. 60 Minutes, you name it. Roger Stone with us. Stay with us.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human. Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to kepm.com/gold. kepm.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us, but if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circus is dead. Can I decode my whole life's fears into a frenzy?
Roger Stone is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we are 20 days out to this insanely important event, the 2024 election. You can follow me at Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show, band.video. When Roger leaves us here in about 15 minutes, I'm going to make a major announcement here on air. Please stay with us for that. Then I'm going to get into all these drone events at military bases and more, and what's really behind that. And I know what's behind it. And then we intend to open the phones up in the third hour on a host of issues. All right, Roger. We see this, the establishment always signals what they're going to do, as you know. They said there'll be a red mirage a few months before Bloomberg, AP, New York Times. It'll look like Trump wins on election night, but Pelosi said it won't matter. He will be removed. We will have the votes. They will come in after. Now, they wargamed that with John Podesta in the New York Times. They telegraphed it to their people to be confident. They had the safe houses ready, the piles of ballots, stuffing the ballot boxes. They used COVID for that. The Republicans have mitigated that in some states. The feds have blocked it in others. But now they're everywhere, including a clip I played last hour on 60 Minutes with all these generals and people on there saying, oh, Trump's going to be a dictator. Oh, he's planning violence in Pennsylvania if the vote's delayed and in other states. So they're pre-programming. They're going to try to run the same play again, and then have the cash of ballots they need to know whatever the mark is they need to get. So we see that famous blue arc of Biden below Trump in all the battlegrounds, and then they close the polling places. They say the counting stops, the counting continues, and bloop, up goes the blue, creating that F pattern. And we'll pull that up on screen and show people, whether it was Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, everywhere. Fox calling Arizona early, even though the votes weren't there, then bloop, get the same event happening there. And then they're saying, if we don't like it in protest, that they block the windows at the tabulation centers and say that the water mains have broken, which was a lie in Georgia and Atlanta, that we're terrorists, and that there's an FBI memo that Jack Posobiec got last week that hasn't been released yet, but Jack's dead on, always accurate, that they're saying there's going to be terror attacks associated with Ukraine on election day and after. So we're seeing major pre-programming of that. Roger, we talked during the break. You said you concur, and you're extremely concerned about that. You also have an executive order. We're going to show folks that Biden has issued by declaring they're going to block foreign interference. That then allows them to swing the CIA and the Justice Department into domestic operations. So we're seeing the same movements we saw 4 years ago right now.
Yeah, Alex, look, I pray that we don't have, as they say, deja vu all over again. I'm growingly confident, once again, that on Election Day, Trump will get more votes, popular votes, electoral votes, than Kamala Harris. In fact, I think he will get sufficient electoral votes to be elected. What concerns me is the way they have laid the groundwork for yet another effort to deny certification. Now, when Trump said that electoral college votes should be sent back to the states for reexamination, they said that was a crime. Yet now you have Jamie Raskin, for example, just openly saying, we don't care what the election results are. We're simply not going to certify Trump as the next president. You have Merrick Garland announcing two major things. One, we won't brook any interference on Election Day. Well, we have no interference with the polling process in mind whatsoever, but asking questions is not interference. Here in Florida, a woman in Palm Beach County was arrested and removed from a public meeting because she asked the same question twice. She asked the question twice because she didn't get an answer the first time. By the way, that's legal in Florida under a law pushed by the establishment Republicans and signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis. And then they say, well, there can be no objections on the day of certification by the Congress. Headline the other day in the New Republic saying the specter of fake electors is returning. Alex, there is no such thing as a fake elector. The Electoral College Act clearly says you can have alternative electors. John F. Kennedy had them in 1960. If he didn't have them, he wouldn't have gotten the Electoral College votes in Hawaii, because on election night they thought Nixon had won. Kennedy thought when they counted all the absentees he would be the winner. He filed a slate of alternative electors, and in the end, Kennedy was right, and the alternative electors were seated. Nobody charged John F. Kennedy with a crime because there was no crime. So, yeah, I think between the executive order, which, based on my reading, if the government gets to decide, the current administration and various agencies get to decide whether there's an unacceptable level of quote-unquote foreign interference in the election, which then they would use to justify not certifying the election. Now, this is very important. When the Supreme Court ruled that they couldn't keep Trump's name off the ballot in 50 states, if you read the small print, it also gave the Congress the authority to determine whether the election should be certified on the basis of so-called election interference or any other reason. So, yes, I fear the period after the election could be extraordinarily dangerous. Let's be clear. We need to say it, unfortunately. No, we don't advocate violence. We are against violence. No, we are not planning violence. If there's any violence, it will be by these deep state actors.
Well, that's right. And let's just be clear. They bullied Trump, claiming there was all this foreign interference. We know China and others are heavily involved. Russia, not much, but some. I mean, all these big governments are, one way or another. Nothing compared to big tech, the Democrats, and hiding the Hunter Biden laptop and suppressing Republican information when you try to search it, only showing you Democrat candidates. The Democrats controlled Google, only sending out notices to vote to Democrats, as Professor Weinstein has documented in Congress, and all of that. Everything Russia does is a drop in the bucket. China is heavily involved. Trump put out this executive order, but Biden reissued it last month, and they've already been trying to claim all this Russian involvement, $18 million or whatever that went to syndicate some shows out there or run some ads on some shows. $18 million in a political cycle is nothing.
Yeah, and as you know, Alex, this website or outlet picks up content from other places. So Roger Stone's on a website owned by, not to my knowledge. I mean, once things are in the public domain, people pick them up and they republish them. They repost them.
Let me explain how that works. And the industry term is free to air. So in talk radio, everything is free to air except one show when he was syndicated. That's Howard Stern. He made people pay to have his show in his heyday. That's the only talk radio show I've ever heard of that's paid to air. How it works is networks. When you're watching an NFL game, you see national ads during one break. You see locals during another. One block is local. One block is network. That's how this show on radio gets on those stations, because they get half the ads. Notice we don't run the network ads now. I got rid of them in the last few years, so we don't run our network ads. We run them over the locals, but if you're on a local station, you don't see our ads. We just air our ads because we're not airing, obviously, local ads. That doesn't do them any good. So the idea that because Tim Pool, through a syndicator, sold his show to an aggregator that was then going to monetize it and put it on other platforms, the idea that Russians funded an aggregator company that then put ads on things that he knew is just preposterous and ridiculous, Roger.
Yeah, but it's to create a media narrative that is a fake narrative. Oh, it's Russian. I tried this last time. The Russian bot farms. Remember that one? Well, it was, first of all, their messaging was all over the place. Sometimes it was pro-Hillary. Sometimes it was pro-Trump. Sometimes it was pro-Bernie Sanders. Sometimes it was anti-Bernie Sanders. It had no impact whatsoever on the election, but they still point back at it and say, oh, you see, here's the proof of the Russian collusion that never really existed. Look, the most important thing, I say it every time I'm on the show, I continue to say it. We need to be praying first and foremost for the safety of Donald Trump and his entire family, because I still believe he runs a dangerous risk of assassination just by going out and campaigning. We need to pray also for victory. In every great battle in the Bible, the forces of the Lord are overwhelmingly outnumbered, and they are always victorious. If we continue to pray and to work and to take nothing for granted, get every single possible vote out there, we will prevail, Alex. I think we're on the cusp of the greatest victory of all time, and we can take our country back. But the next several weeks, the period all the way until Donald Trump puts his hand on the Bible, these are very dangerous times, not because of us, but because of them.
That's right. I mean, anything's on the table with these crazies, but you can see the desperation in the Kamala campaign. It's leaking out everywhere that they've, quote, lost momentum. They don't have the initiative. They're really, really concerned. And it was such a terrible decision to pick her, to install her. That's a big issue with people. Why do you think even 60 Minutes said to her last week, hey, you were selected, not elected. That's un-American. And now she's being hit with that everywhere. Why do you think even the establishment media on one hand's propping her up, but on the other hand, they've been really going after her some?
Yeah, I guess it's tried so they can try to demonstrate that they have some credibility when they cook the answers to her questions. So the same people who posed a few tough questions to her, as we know now on 60 Minutes, they made up, it appears to me, they made up an answer for her on the question of the Middle East.
Alex, that's right. They edited a 1.5-minute clip down to 10 seconds where she had a good answer.
I'm still waiting for Leslie Stahl to apologize to Donald Trump for insisting that there was no evidence that his campaign was spied on. Remember that? She got very huffy. Look, we're 60 Minutes. We can't be putting things on the air we can't prove. Well, there's plenty of proof, Leslie. Time for you to apologize.
Well, that's right. I've got a clip here of Kamala Harris just came out and said Trump is hiding and Trump is afraid to go on 60 Minutes. To me, it makes perfect sense. Why would he go on such a rigged thing where they're just going to edit everything he says? And the idea that Trump's afraid, he's probably doing 10 interviews a day. He was just on Bloomberg Live earlier.
And look, he's going on a number of these podcasts. You can see from the podcast that not all these questions are friendly. Not all these questions he's been given none of these questions in advance. No, he's the one taking risks in his interviews, and he takes them on. He understands the value of all that free coverage. She's the one who will never submit herself to any unbiased interviewer. Again, everything they're doing, folks, everything they accuse us of, is always exactly what they themselves are doing.
RogerStoneZone.com. You've got your own great programs you do, and also on the number one channel in the country for radio, WABC out of New York, StoneZone.com. Roger, God bless you. And I really hope and pray we're shipping champagne like we were in 2016 coming up on November 5th, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you and keep fighting.
Thank you. And on election night, I'm going to be going back and forth with the great Stephen Crowder. We're going to have Roger Stone back and forth so much on election night. Be sure and be with us for that and the days that come after it. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I've got a bunch of news on these drones, the military bases. It's very important. And it ties into something that you wouldn't think, but I'll explain coming up in just a little while. Google wants its own nuclear reactors. Like, what does that have to do with it? I'll explain. Then we'll open the phones up. I've got so much more that I haven't gotten to. Israel has launched, quote, suicide robots in Lebanon. There's a ton of news coming up in the third and fourth hour today. But I want to make a big announcement here that I'll give you more details of in the days and weeks to come. InfoWars has a very good chance of being bought and closed by the deep state coming up on November 13th. And when you see the headlines everywhere being sold to pay the Sandy Hook families, It's the Democratic Party, the FBI, the CIA is on record running all that. They just use them as a front group. They've raised millions and millions off me with fundraising, claiming I'm persecuting them. I've been stalked. I've been harassed. I've had them attach themselves to me when I barely even ever covered it and talked about the controversy on the internet. And so when you see the headlines, Jones won't pay the money. They've said they don't want any amount of money. They want to just harass me with a non-dischargeable judgment to try to keep me off the air anywhere I go. Well, that just makes me go on the air more and fight back harder and because I recognize what the Democratic Party's doing to me. But just remember when you hear all this, the truth. So here's a little clip of them admitting their goal is to silence me, not money. And then I'm going to make the announcement. Here it is.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
But somewhere out there right now is another thing. Getting their kids ready for school. Fixing their lunches. Going to work. Thinking about their kid. And there's going to be a day when that child doesn't come home from school. And we know it, and it's sad, and that's the reality. And the question is going to be, where is Alex Jones when that happens? Is he in his studio? Getting ready to bounce? Or will you stop him? That's going to be in your hands. And when we get all done with all the evidence, we're going to come back and we're going to ask this. Because that's what justice is in this case.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away. Alex Jones is patient zero for our society's inability to speak without lies. I believe it. He is patient zero for alternative facts.
Yeah, there's going to be a resolution made onto what these claims are valued at. And that's also going to have to take into account what the Lafferty claims are valued at, and the Posner claims are valued at, and the Fontaine claims are valued at. And that is why I've been saying that what this is heading towards is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones, because there is going to be a new level of financial scrutiny. And if, you know, some lawyer like me can basically find out that he's hiding the keys to the candy store, pull it out in front of him on the stand, I can only imagine what federal receiver's going to do. So yeah, it's going to get interesting from here on out. It's going to get really interesting, that's for sure. It's already super interesting, but like we say, it's the end of the beginning. And boy, are these clients happy about it. There was certainly a message sent out of this courthouse today, that's for sure.
But we will be at it as long as it takes. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet. And to go back to what Robbie Parker said, all Alex Jones does is take from you, exploit you, lie to you, feed your fears and your anxieties and your mistrust. And the only person that benefits in that equation is him. Well, that stops. That's stopping today, thanks to the courage of these families. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, so you heard them say $300 million and $360 million and $400 million that I made off them. Never had any of that, never made money off them, barely ever talked about them. They attached themselves to me with the Democratic Party, had the media lie, say I did all these things I didn't do, and then they don't want money. But you see them in the news going, money, money, you won't give us money, money. We only bankrupted Remington for $74 million. We want more. Okay? But there's the New York Times months ago going, well, turns out the bankruptcy, he told the truth. He didn't really have anything. It's all lies, ladies and gentlemen. The only thing they told the truth about is they want me off the air. They want me off the air. Don't let them take me off the air. Support my sponsors, drjonesnaturals.com and the alexjonesstore.com that have amazing supplements, amazing t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, you name it. The alexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Now, here's the announcement, and I'll do more details in the days to come. In fact, I'll shoot a special report on it today. Regardless of what they pull, I'm going to stay on the air. But I have a plan with folks to keep the crew going and everything day one if they shut this down probably 14th or 15th of November. That's how fast they want it if they can get it. Okay? But it takes money to do that, and our sponsors are good to go. They just need the support. And again, if I don't own the company, which I don't, and these companies, they can screw off. I can work forever. They can't stop me. But there's one ingredient, and that's your support. So if you go to alexjones.network, you want to just know about that, like they shut down Tucker, and then he had the Tucker Carlson Network, bigger than ever. alexjones.network, that's a URL to save. There's going to be a lot going on there, alexjones.network. And then this URL, alexjones.live. You can go to alexjones.live, and you will see our sponsors, my GiveSendGo, my Vimeo, and all the ways you can support by simply going to alexjones.live. There's also a new Bitcoin wallet that specifically supports what I'm doing. And you saw with the 9 million we got 2.5 years ago, I put all of it into the operation. The lawyers said, where's that money go? I said, I put it all in. They go, we're going to go to the Justice Department. We know you kept it. Came out in court, put it all in here. I am fully committed, ladies and gentlemen, to putting, I'd say, 95% of the money that comes in. Yeah, need to fix my car, house. Sure, I don't care about that stuff. The point is, when you donate here, when you support here, you are fighting the globalist at point-blank range. So you can choose to go to our sponsors, get great products. You can choose to make a donation to realalexjones.com. We have it linked right there on the site. It's a one-stop place for you to go to Dr. Jones Naturals, to go to the Alex Jones store, to go to realalexjones.com. It's all there at alexjones.live. That is a subpage of alexjones.network. The Alex Jones Network, ladies and gentlemen. So if they think they're just going to take me off air, they got another thing coming. I intend to turn up the heat even stronger through all of this, but it takes one ingredient. That's you praying for the broadcast, you spreading the word about the broadcast, and you supporting the sponsors of the transmission. Now, I knew they were never going to settle, and I told my lawyers that. And when we offered them $70 million that I didn't think I could ever even pay them, but I was going to try, over 10 years, they said no. They said, we want $90 million and we want to have a list of things you don't say and do. And I said, give us that list. And this was in the closed meetings at the courthouse in the mediation, which we couldn't talk about. And I agreed not to. But then they still talked to my lawyers after, outside of the mediation, and said it all so I can tell you. What a scandal. They thought they could get me down, take anything I owned that meant nothing to me, next to freedom, and that I would roll over to them. So, again, I won't roll over. I won't back down, but I can't do it without you. It's like a rocket getting into orbit without the booster, or it's like having a baby without a man and woman together. You decide to take action. You decide to bet on freedom and to bet on the fight against the tyrants. We're unstoppable. Go to drjonesnaturals.com, the incredible essential oil, nano silver, iodine, toothpaste with no additives, no fluoride, the next level foundational energy, the rocket rest, ultimate sleep aid, this huge bottle of fiber greens, concentrate of the different sprouts of key seeds, the supercharge your whole immune system and flush out your gut. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. Now, take action at drjonesnaturals.com and the alexjonesstore.com. But be sure and visit the URL.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up and until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
There's blood on the street, it's up to my ankles. There's blood on the streets of the town of Chicago. There's blood on the street, it's up to my knees.
There's blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. There's blood in the streets, it's up to my knees. There's blood in the streets, the town of Chicago. There's blood on the rise, it's following me.
I came for the fight. And a fight I got. Woo! I'm fighting for humanity. I'm taking on the tyrants with a lot of great people backing me. And I'm blessed and honored to have this great crew. All right, here's the deal. I'm going to blitz through news, and I'm going to open the phones up. I'll get the number out. We start the next segment on election 2024 and the topic that people keep bringing up, 32 million Christians set not to vote because Trump's not perfect. I'd like to hear your views on that. But let me finish up what I was saying earlier, and I'll do some detailed announcements. I've just decided to go ahead and talk about it all here. But I'll do a big special report. I'll do it today so it gets out tomorrow, maybe even today. But we'll get it out tonight. We have a lot of heavy hitters that say they're going to come in here and make sure InfoWars doesn't get bought and that, you know, they get it and save it. That's all great. And I mean some big names. And they're qualifying and getting in for the auction and all the rest of it. But I don't know if down the road those people are going to try to control what I say, because my whole life on air, people have been doing that, 30-plus years. I've had people trying to get me on their payroll for 30 years. I've been on the air 6 months and it started. Democrat Party came and visited me. The head of the Democrats came down to the studio. Sonny, you're going to work for us. You're going to love it. You're a good talker. I'm like, the hell I am. And so, regardless, I already planned this years ago and got distracted and diverted from it. I plan to do what Tucker Carlson's doing and what, had dinner with Tucker recently, he said I helped influence him to do, and I'm not bragging, it's just a lot of stuff I told him, he said he's implementing it all. And it's just common sense stuff, but we'll have the 24-hour network. And I'll be on air even more, and I'll be traveling all over the country and all over the world. And we're going to do it right, because it's easier to get big than to just stay in one spot. You either get big or you get eaten. That's where the universe works. So I've got my act together. I realize that the process of time, the enemy, and in my own personal life, and things I did to myself, I'm the big enemy around here, my own self. It's like that for all of us, isn't it? Got to conquer yourself first, for you can defeat others that are tyrants. Got to master yourself first. And I realized this in the last 6 months, and I decided I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to get my act together. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to take my supplements. I'm going to do what I need to do, and I've been doing it. And it's because I have to step up in this fight. So I want to thank you all for keeping me in the fight. And one way or another, let's say InfoWars is saved and new owners. Well, then the network and all the things that are being planned and the folks I'm going to be working with already will be rolled into InfoWars. If InfoWars gets bought, we just go with the other plan that's just as powerful and just as effective, and it's over. Because I could have made us bigger and even stronger 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 6 years ago, and the enemy knew that. That's why they tried to take us out. I have a responsibility to go for broke. I have a responsibility to go absolutely King Kong on their ass, Godzilla on them politically. And so we're doing it. And there's one ingredient we need. That's you. So I'm going to say it again. DrJonesNaturals.com for these incredible products. TheAlexJonesStore.com for the amazing CMOS capsules and gummies. Superfood of superfoods. You want to feel great. You want your skin to glow. You want to have great libido. You want to have an amazing immune system. This is it, baby. This is next level. Everything I promote blows you away. Just like our information blows you away, I'm bringing the truth. You want these products, TheAlexJonesStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. Get next level foundational energy. Get the amazing fluoride-free Super Blue Toothpaste. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com, thealexjonesstore.com. But big things coming, big announcements coming, one way or another. We're turning the heat up. We're going next level. I want to thank you for being part of this. You are everything. And I thank you again. We'll be right back with all the news and so much more. Stay with us.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Meet you for coffee at the elementary schools. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful how this deep normality settles down over me. I'm not bored or unhappy, I'm still so strange.
InfoWars is pure Americana, the living embodiment of the spirit of 1776. Just as coals, as the fire burns down over the night, can be obscured by the ash. But if you put kindling back on those coals and simply breathe the life of truth, the breath of truth onto it, the fire explodes into life again. And the globalists had sought to suppress that spark, but now it is a raging inferno of truth and justice and strength. And it's never too late for those that have been serving evil to join us and to come in for the big win. Now, let me say something about that, then I'm going to go into the news and open the phones up here. I've tried to explain this in the last few weeks, and I've done a okay job, but I've not really quantified it simply. So let me do this, and then I'll move on to the big news and your calls. If you study history, humans, no matter where they're from in the world, act in the same cycles. Everybody knows that. It's not debated. It's a fact that history repeats. It rhymes. It echoes. And societies go through a process, civilizations, peoples, nations, cultures. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. And weak men make hard times. And we have the old globalist robber baron establishment when the West was dominant in the world because we were the open society compared to others. We were the freest. We were the Renaissance. We weren't perfect, but we were the best. So the world came here and the world emulated us and we became the standard in politics and life and religion and custom and clothing. And with that great power came the good times and came the weak men. So now we're getting the hard times. And if you read the Rand Corporation and the Carnegie Endowment and the Rockefeller Endowment and the WEF and their thinkers, they admit all this and say, we want the end of the cycles. We want the end of history is what Obama and other globalists call it. And by that, they mean where they take control of the cycles, they destroy the family, they destroy normal human activities so that they have a corporate packaged humanoid like Brave New World that Aldous Huxley, before he died in 61, wrote a book, Brave New World Revisited, nonfiction. I've read the book five times at least, where he says, this is actually our plan for you as the transhumanist. And his brother founded the Transhumanist Global Society and was the head of the Eugenics Society before that until Hitler gave it a bad name in 1945. So I study what the real would-be controllers, they're not in full control, they're trying to get full control with global government, global currencies, leftist ideology, because it makes you weak, that they can standardize and that's illogical, so they can change the programming whenever they want. They can have a social credit score where you agree to everything they're saying one day and next month it's not good enough, and they can punish you for what you did in the past, even though you were following their orders in the past. It's not good in the present or the future. 1984 meets Brave New World. This is the hellscape. This is the mad scientist, behavioral psychologist, open-air lunatic asylum they're building. Hunger Games meets 1984, meets Brave New World, meets Elysium. And now that's where you are. Imagine a Venn diagram of 1984 and all the other dystopic visions we've had, and you find yourself right in the middle of that paradigm. And so they're offering a hellish world and selling you the end of the life force, the end of the family, the end of natalism, loving children, loving babies, hating your own survival instinct, going against what it is to be human. Because the Carnegie Endowment after World War I was given a 10-year project by the so-called controllers in the U.S. and England and Europe, asking them, how do we end war? And they said, you end the human condition and how humans behave, and you end the family, and you end civilization, and you create high-tech city-states that have the advanced knowledge. Everybody else lives who's allowed to live. You depopulate 80% in agrarian areas without electricity. And then the ruling class, like gods from the Mount Olympus, fly above you in their airships. And that's in H.G. Wells' Things to Come, his book and the movie. It's in Fritz Lang's Metropolis. They're telling you this same message over and over and over again. And it is inspired by the fallen entity who is marooned on this planet, who is an ancient alien force that the Bible warns you of, that would take over, create a world government, and implement a cashless society where you must submit to the beast and worship the beast in its social credit score and do everything it says for the right to buy and sell and live. The Pentagon in the 60s had a plan to put us in pods where we power the computers. We're born into pods and an electrical jack is put in our brain. You may have seen The Matrix. That's based on a Pentagon proposal. The same Pentagon group proposed the Internet, the Intergalactic Communications System. Look it up. When I say these things, you look them up. It's there. It's public. You'll be blown away. And you see how we're progressively living in this proto-matrix takeover. And the VR is the next step to the chips in the brain. You say, well, then I thought Elon's good. He's doing that. That's where it's all going. He wants to dominate all technology. If you're blind or have your back broken, give me chips. But the chips are like a gun. They can be used for good or bad. And the way they're being deployed is for social control. I'm not against the technology. I'm against its deployment, its architecture. I want to play you a clip that's totally accurate. I've read books on this. It's mainline history. But it's a minute and a half TikToker talking about it. And he kind of, well, he didn't kind of, he narrowly focuses on one sliver. The Prussians in the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, the most powerful state in the Austrian-Hungarian Empire that broke up after World War I, going back hundreds of years ago, had such good brainwashing through their public school system that they could take the Prussians, who were chattel, who were slaves, who were serfs, and have them so proud of their blue uniforms and black Hessian boots and their silver belt buckles that they would be slaves for life, march into battle and die because of the esprit de corps and how they were honored as slave soldiers. Those were Germans. And yes, the Prussians then deployed into Poland and other areas, the modern psychological system that they invented and the modern educational system of brainwashing. And classical education in the last 150 years has been taken over by the Prussian model. This is mainline books on the history of education. It's a fact by any PhD in education. It's just not known by the public. And all of this is then an extension out of that for total control, where why brainwash people? We'll just get rid of most people. That makes the world more manageable. As Biggs and Brzezinski said 10 years ago at the CFR in Canada, where he said 50 years ago it was easier to brainwash a million people than it is to now kill a million people. We can't control people's minds anymore. Let's just kill the majority of the people. Look it up. Look up Zbigniew Brzezinski's quote about easier to kill people. You'll get it. You'll get the video. So they're having these post-human discussions. You've all know Harari, the high priest of WF, says the future's not human. By 2047, no real humans, only cyborgs. They're going to poison us so bad that we have to go into a medical system to have a baby and then go into a medical system to even survive where we're no longer human. This is the program. This is the operation. This is what they're doing. You know, I said I was going to take calls, but I'm on a rant here and I've got a lot of news. I can't take calls. Sorry. I'll probably do it tomorrow. And I'm definitely coming in Saturday to do 3-4 hours. I got to work 7 days a week before they try to shut us down in 28 days. So I'm coming in Saturday. I'm going to do 4 hours of calls and special guests Saturday. You can bet your boots on it. Noon to 4 p.m. Boom, it's set. I'll be here. And I'll be back Sunday, obviously, 4 to 8 p.m. Maybe longer. But what I'm getting at is, I'm a young man reading all these famous books written by Bertrand Russell, written by Aldous Huxley, written by George Orwell. He wrote nonfiction books saying, I was one of the head communists, the Fabian socialist. This is their real plan. I'm warning you. And then he died a year after he published the book. He was like Edward Snowden of his day, or the Julian Assange. He is Winston Smith in the book. That's about him, but he put it in a fictional setting. He worked in the Ministry of Truth. He was one of the top propagandists, number two at the BBC in World War II. Then he found out the British and the U.S. had secretly funded Hitler and the communists. Now there's the quote, it's easier to kill a million people today than to control a million people. You see the full quote. You pull it up. So, they're there saying this. They're there doing it. They've got about 80% control of the world. They've got 87% control of the resources. BlackRock. That's just the front group. And they made the decision to get rid of you and me. And in the process, they're poisoning us and dumbing us down and turning us against each other. And I think that's a horrible plan. I think we ought to have a plan B. I think we ought to say no to the death cult. And then, 2.5-hour interview with Elon Musk last year. We ought to re-air that. And he agrees with everything I'm saying about it and says, we got to stop the death cult. I said, what about Team Humanity? Yeah, let's call it Team Humanity. Let's do it. He goes to the World Government Summit months later and says, you're trying to destroy everybody. You're the bad guys. Humanity should unite against you but stay independent, like firewalls or bulkheads in a ship. So what we're promoting is common sense and is a good, open, loving, prosperous, safe future. They're promoting a dystopia and saying we all deserve to die because we're bad for the earth. So we have a fatalistic view and just give in to their worldview and don't have children and aren't successful and don't have a job and wait for our universal credit score and our universal basic income. And then they tell us what to eat and where we can go and how to live and what to think. You say, well, I don't believe the Bible. Have you read Revelation? Have you read Daniel? It just repeats it, the same warning. Have you read Ezekiel? It's time travel, people. It's happening. God, I said he said that 10 years ago. He said it in 2008 in Canada. Back then the internet was so bad. I played the clip a lot. It's like a tiny little video. I mean, it's all blurred, but he said it. The newspapers all picked it up. See if you can find the Brzezinski clip about that. I haven't played that in a while. It's good to always get that out there. So, that's what they're doing. And you can say, well, that sounds too dystopic. I choose to just not believe that's possible. Okay, well, how did I know 30 years ago to go on air and warn of all this and then it's all come true? Up to this point, I even told you the years it would happen because they have Agenda 2030 in 1992, Rio de Janeiro. They said by the year 2000, they'd be set up for the world government. And then between 2020 and 2030, they would launch the total takeover and cut off the resources and ban most of the farms and ban beef and take away your personal car and make you rent everything. I mean, they're saying it. And I'm here believing in you, believing in myself, believing in God through us. Saying, I don't think you're going to want to go along with this. And I said this 25 years ago. I'll hit the key here in a moment. I said it over and over again in my films, in my books, everywhere. I said, I knew early on only really informed, caring people that were already dialed in would hear what I was saying. We would share info and get a better understanding and build an infrastructure to resist it when it went operational in 2000. And I said in 2010, I said, here's the Rockefeller plan to release a virus, roll out deadly shots, turn off your immune system. And they're going to set up vaccine passports and train you to start being locked down to introduce martial law. And people see those videos and go, this guy's Nostradamus. No, I'm not. It was all in the Rockefeller plan, Operation Lockstep and the others. They had plans in 2006. We covered on air under the BioShield program, tens of billions a year. Bush signed it into law. And it said, when the pandemic comes, you'll stay 6 feet apart. You'll wear a mask. That'll be used for psychological reasons. The public takes it serious. And this will be used as training wheels for the new global ID system and to control everybody. And then it came. I didn't know when it would come. But then I saw the crescendo a year before they released COVID with the UN saying imminently disease X will be released. And imminently we'll have our takeover. And then they did it. And I said, looks like it's imminent. I mean, isn't that common sense? You see their battle plans, their documents that aren't really getting circulated, but are public. And then you see the pre-programming right before they do it. And I go, looks like they're about to do it. And they did it. See, this isn't that hard. I want to get you like me, and a lot of folks are now, where you just start understanding their game plan, and it's like a jigsaw puzzle. You get more and more pieces, and towards the end, you know, when you're first doing a jigsaw puzzle, it's really slow. Then it gets faster and faster and faster and faster. And brrr. Well, we're down to the brrr. They're not even hiding. They're like, yeah, you see the picture? We're going to depopulate you. World government, get rid of the people. People suck, right? It's a good plan, right? right down to the wire, they're like, yeah, we are going to get rid of all of you. Yeah, we are pedophiles. Yeah, we are devil worshipers. Yeah, yeah. What's she going to do about it? What's she going to do to, what's she going to do? And I'm like, we're going to roll up our sleeves and remove your ass from the system. Politically, nonviolently. But if they go to full martial law or shipping us off to FEMA camps for emergencies and the new, you know, I mean, Katie barred the door. They started it. They did it. We're fighting for our lives at that point. And I'm just warning the military and the government and all the bureaucrats. You really want this war? You really think your bosses in their bunkers care about you when we're about to destroy civilization? You think your pension fund's worth anything? I mean, use your frickin' head. To all you corporate and government functionaries, you are signing on to an insane depopulation death cult program. Why don't you be like Elon Musk and say, I'm getting off the train. You know what? I'm not just going to get off the train. I'm going to fight it. That's the only logical, sane thing to do. I'm handing out free, delicious, clean, healthy ice water in the Sahara Desert. Because I need you to wake up and see this to join me in stopping this insane plan. That's why I keep saying, do not call me and thank me and say how great I am. How the hell would I know about this program that was just background noise growing up around my father and my uncle and my cousins, and then see it actually in the real world as I got older? How would I not get organized and fight it? I want to eat bugs. I want to be slowly poisoned. I want to be sterilized. I want to be killed. I want to stop eating steak. I want to be under a social credit score that controls everything I say and do. I mean, why the hell would I want to be a slave? It's like Tony Montana, which is based on a composite of true stories. Took Oliver Stone 10 years to write that screenplay based on real people he interviewed. That's why it's like The Godfather. It's so powerful because it's based on real stories just mixed together. Just like The Patriot, Mel Gibson, is three true stories combined. It's all true in that movie. Three different people, though, combined. Based on the Swamp Fox, he's the main character, but then they combined three stories. It was too much to tell. I mean, do you really think it's heroic to stand up for survival? See, once you realize this isn't heroics, then it's not a job you've got to go do, because you know you're not a hero. Neither am I. You're just simply fighting evil for your own future because your forebears did. I'm wearing a shirt that says, we are not descended from fearful men. Well, I'll turn that around. We're not descended from suicidal idiots. We're not descended from slaves. We're not descended from people that want to roll over. And of course, we're all descended from slaves at one point, but you get what I'm saying. Our ancestors, whether they were black or white, fought for freedom. Whether you're brown or yellow, it doesn't matter. Every freedom we've got was paid for by other people before us, and now it's not even time for us to pay because we're up to the great tyranny. It's not like, oh, we keep doing this, your kids will be slaves in 20 years. We're 20 years, 30 years later. It's going down right now. And if you think things are bad right now, you're crazy. So here's the final point. Then I'll hit the news and continue on. I've always known that if we warned enough people and got the word out, when the really nasty stuff started to happen, people would look back and say, wow, he called all that, he's calling all this, and then see the documents, and we get together and stop this craziness. But there's also something happening where there are a lot of people, and I didn't think of this 30 years ago, that heard about the New World Order and heard about how it worked, and they didn't join freedom. They didn't join Team Humanity. They decided to serve the system out of fear or out of greed or out of a mixture of that. I didn't see that. I saw that happen later. But now I'm seeing this, and I did see this coming. All the people that are on the fence, the followers, the opportunists, you name it, as they see freedom exploding and courage is contagious, and they witness humanity getting to struggle and Trump getting shot and standing up, fight, fight, fight. That is in the human spirit. That's infectious to stand up to tyranny, to be a rebel, to be a maverick. And it's exciting, and people are having those instincts and that spirit rekindled in them right now. And it's, and the life force and the survival force is exploding right now. And so whether Elon Musk has joined us because he knows the globalists are going down and he jumped ship, or whether he's found humanity and is pissed off and is on Team Humanity, it doesn't matter because it's the same effect. But, you know, they took his son away from him and killed him, in his words. Put him in a fancy school, behind his back, brainwashed his son. He was a girl. Now they're sterilizing him. He said, they killed my son. They did kill the person that was his son. He's still living, but destroyed as a person. His brother almost died from the shot. A bunch of his crew at his factories got sick from it. That was his final wake-up call. Wow, they really did give us something to hurt us. So he researched it and found out it was true. And he's Elon Musk, supposedly the richest man in the world. He's not really, but he's the biggest innovator right now. And notice, he didn't get the memo not to take the shot. All right, so we're at the point of the tipping point where they all jump ship. We're at the point of victory. That makes the enemy the most dangerous. They're going to throw out everything they can. They're going to pull out all the stops, but they will be defeated, and they need to understand that.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand
that this is a revolution against the globalists, that it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the Earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Hollywood produced a bunch of movies about martial law and how the good guys go take over the White House and kill Trump. Yep, that's what it's all about. Whole movies about a race war. Let me finish the point I was making, because I quantified it, but I really need to make this clear. You are going to see, and you're already seeing, the Zuckerbergs come out and apologize for being a Democrat operative and censorship. You're going to see Musk, as he has fully come out. As I told you 3 years ago, I was told people very close to Musk. He was. I'll leave it at that. Very close to Musk. I told you Joe Rogan was going to get hardcore. He did. And it's because it's been made safe for them to. And that's fine. Because freedom is so popular. So bet on freedom. Because even if we lose, it's better to be on your legs when you die than on your knees. Because Zapata said, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Historically, people that live on their knees die on their knees. You get killed more often. You get enslaved. That's the way it really works. Does a wolf in the forest get attacked, or does the bunny rabbit? Does a killer whale get attacked, or does a salmon? So you don't want to be a wolf and go out attacking innocent people, but you don't want to be a sheep. You want to be a sheepdog. And that's really what we are, is the sheepdog society. I don't know one of those exists. That'd be a great name of an organization. We're Paul Revere's. We're sheepdogs. We just like humanity. We like the truth. We like justice. We like a good society. And that exists when people stand up and demand it and stop rolling over to the left, dictating more and more insane things as a test with their cult to see what we'll put up with. Like, oh, be a man, support Kamala Harris. Be a man, support tampons in the boys' bathrooms. Be a man, support biological men. Coaches that say they're female, showering with girls in high schools and elementary schools and middle schools. That remember, Andrew Cuomo said, you know, if these 11-year-old girls don't like seeing a woman's penis, that's a quote, sounds like their dad or their mom's bigoted and taught them that. That's a quote. Think of the mind control. If your 11-year-old daughter doesn't like seeing a woman's penis, a woman doesn't have a penis, that's a cult. It's two men can have a baby. They went back and edited from the 1990s, Bill Guy, Science Guy, videos where they said X and Y chromosomes. They took those out, and now he says there aren't X and Y chromosomes. It's like saying there isn't gravity on planet Earth. There is gravity. Doesn't matter if they claim it's suspended, it's still there. And so they have to murder logic to get the public to go against their own self-interest. It's not heroic to fight tyranny. It's self-interested. It's not avant-garde to be against medical tyranny and forced experimental shots that kill a bunch of people. It's survival. It is the default of common sense to resist these people. And the dam broke in the last couple of years. It's accelerating. And more people are joining us. Again, all the top talk show hosts around the world are anti-New World Order, anti-globalist. Everybody sounds like Alex Jones. That's great. And how many times did I say, for at least the last 25 years of my 30-plus years on air, I see a time of victory. In fact, ask the archivist to find this. And I don't want a 10-hour archive. I love them. Have him get the oldest clips he can find. He'll find 20-plus-year-old clips of me saying, I want to become obsolete. I want to get to the point where people understand how the world works so much that everybody else is talking about it, and Alex Jones isn't that important anymore. Now, we've almost reached that point, but we're still not there. But we've gotten to the point where people are like, hey, who needs Jones? Everybody gets it. Not everybody. And I still have work to do exposing the next leg of the enemy operation. If other people were out there doing a better job than me, I will step aside. Believe me. Or maybe do a review once a week of the best voices and the best stuff and just boost that. Because I don't dislike doing the show 7 days a week. In fact, I have a total drive to do it, but I want to get to the point where I can pull back and make elegant films once a year. Maybe write one super powerful book a year. Maybe do a podcast once a week. And it's not because I don't want to work. It's that I can really do good if I only did 3 hours a week and really focused on it and really crafted what I was going to say and the clips and the work and just that's when the, and you know, write one book a year and make maybe one film a year and still work 5-6 days a week. It's not about the workload. It's about I have a real hunger. Like, I want to go do shows on ranching and farming and blacksmithing and gardening. That's what I want to do. I want to make knives. I want to show people how to take care of cows. I want to, you know, I want to show people how to build a log cabin. Not that I'm even really great at it, but I know how to do it. The point is it'd be me doing it, you know, and with experts. Those are the things I want to do. But instead, I get to focus on the nasty, sick Satan cult and try to get people to admit how horrible it is and how it wants to look like God and how it wants to look invincible and how it wants control of your mind and your language and your body and your chromosomes and how if we behave like animals that are domesticated and they're the Ubermenschen, they're the Morlocks, and we're the Eloi, we have to step into that role of being sheep. We have to step into that role of not knowing how things work and not having the knowledge of it so they can play God when they are the absolute most selfish, degenerate, hateful, sick people ever that have had to divorce themselves from humanity to be who they are in the office they've created for themselves with their father, the devil. And so it's incredibly alluring. It's incredibly sexy. It's incredibly empowering and magic and electric and dynamic to be on Team Humanity, to open yourself up to God, to open yourself up to courage, to open yourself up to will, to open yourself up to being as human as you can be, and then everything is so much more beautiful. Everything is so much more wondrous. Everything I see is through the eyes of a child, and I get closer to God every day. And then I just get disgusted having to analyze every little piece of their operation because I see deep into each legislation and executive order and propaganda and actions, and to properly cover one story would take an hour. And so I say, should I just break the news and rally the people and do what I've been doing for 30 years, or should I just each week take one topic, one area, and do the deep dive on that? Would that be more effective? So that's what I want to do. You know, should I continue to do the thing that my enemies feared in the past and just do that same thing because that's what they don't want me to do when I can do something way more damaging to them? See what I'm saying? So those are the things that are going on in my mind, in my calculus, about how to be the most effective for you and your family, because I have built-in empathy and love. The more aggressive a creature, the more loving the creature is. It's a duality in alpha species, in apex predators, and that's what humans are. That in our own species, though, we have built-in hardwiring to not hurt our own people. And so I have that because God gave that to me, but I can then intellectually look at it and say, those genes that are expressed through my spirit, that's the electrical field that energizes the DNA. but it's like a filament in a light bulb. Unless the spirit's there, it doesn't ignite. It's both flesh and spirit intersecting in the third dimension and transcending to the 12th in a ethereal, intergalactic, interdimensional vortex. That it is the most selfish thing ever to want to be loving and strong and good, because that's what's going to empower you. The globalists have to live in bunkers and live in fear of their own security and are racing to try to have robots so no humans are even around them, so they'll be safe in the hellscape dystopic system they've built that they believe was going to give them all this power. Instead, they've just built a giant prison for themselves. How is that a good battle plan? Where there'll be nowhere to spend their unlimited wealth, which they then will find is like dust in their hands and nothing if their plan goes to fruition. You think the globalists are going to stop at killing 6 billion people? 8 billion people is actually the number. They want an 80%+ reduction. That's the public number. You get deeper. They say humans are just bad, period. We'll just get rid of all humans. That's what Yuval Noah Harari says now, is we just need to get rid of everybody. Humans are failed, we're bad, we're ugly, we're gross. He's projecting his own self-hatred onto us. If he would believe in humanity and love God, God would then, he would feel God's love for him, and he would go to his knees in front of the Maker. But instead, he hates himself because he's a servant of Satan, and then projects Satan's hate that flows through him onto us instead of rejecting Satan and all his pimps. All right. The point is, the time of choice has come. It's never going to get any clearer. It's only going to get more intense. Good versus evil. And I say it's never going to get any clearer. It shouldn't have to get clearer. It will get a lot clearer. But for people that have eyes to see and ears to hear and a soul to feel and a brain to analyze, what more do you need than to understand that with Trump, there is somewhat of a future. With Kamala Harris, there's total destruction, as Elon Musk said properly. All right, let's hit this story. There's a lot of developments and a lot of phenomenon that if you understand that phenomenon, it's a gateway, a keyhole into a larger understanding. And this is one of those stories, and it's a long story. But for 30-plus years, there have been unidentified flying aircraft that will approach fighter jets, approach drones, approach commercial airliners, and will do maneuvers and make 90-degree turns that no known technology can do. And there's the big flying Vs that show up above the nuclear weapons bases and the ships, you know, that have the drones come in and flying around them. Now you've got classic drones that are loud with propellers, big ones, some of them 20 feet long, showing up at the most secure U.S. military bases and buzzing the airfields and doing all this. And then notice, even though it happens night after night, the military doesn't shoot them down. Well, what does that tell you? I mean, look at that thing. That's an Imperial probe droid. Just go back to that last one. Now, there's the military catching this robot flying around with no propulsion system they can see. And then it zips off at, you know, Mach 20. And these things disappear into the ocean, all the rest of it. You didn't start seeing these till after World War II. And from the research we've done that's overwhelming, these are man-made. The breakaway civilization has super advanced technologies they're suppressing. They admit that. The stealth bombers are from the 1960s. They still say the fastest plane ever made was in service in the late 50s, the SR-71 Blackbird. The pilots wear spacesuits when they fly them. It goes up to the edge of space. It's a space plane. It's like a Model T compared to the newest Tesla today. But they tell you the Model T is the fastest, best, newest car in the world. That's the equivalent. So here's what we know. The big flying Vs are space planes and nuclear weapon and Sabo meteor gun platforms. These other pod and flying saucer craft have got some type of anti-gravity propulsion system. And what we know is the Pentagon is purposely leaking information and implying that it's alien to create fear. And we've gotten some of the leaks on this, that the UN and Henry Kissinger planned to have a fake alien invasion at some point to unify the planet under their control. And so obviously, if you're the breakaway civilization with all this advanced technology that's really the equivalent of the year 2050 or beyond, you don't show people the human-animal chimera clones they admit they've got. You don't show people that you've got all this weather control that their own documents admit they have. You don't show people you've got antimatter weapons that could blow up the whole solar system. You don't show people all these new free energy propulsion systems they've got. And then you start harassing aircraft and ships with the drones and saying they're aliens, but then you can look at them and then from the leaks we have, know that they're actually man-made, controlled by the United States and the UK, the only two countries that actually are in the club and have this stuff that we know of. Then you got to ask how the United States actually got all this and created the microchip and the transistor before that when nobody else did, and where are they getting the knowledge? And then, I don't know, some say aliens interdimensionally, you know, gave them the codes. People think of an alien traveling here and so they can just send the message via a radio telescope message, like the movie in the 90s, Species, where the radio telescope picks up a code of DNA. They put it in an egg and plant it in a woman. Looks like a humanoid. It's actually an alien. That's an example of, from the intel I've got, how they're getting it. Radio telescopes, interdimensional communications. That's what they do on the DMT. I told you this before, it was declassified on Joe Rogan 8 years ago. 1 year later, they declassified that indeed the U.S. military and governments were doing DMT drips going back to the 60s, as I told you. The equivalent of interdimensional astronauts who were mapping this and communicating with these aliens who would tell them, okay, bring me 20 kids, slit their throats, and I'll give you some technology. You go, that sounds crazy. Well, look at all the Aztecs would kill kids to be given knowledge by the gods. The Babylonians, the Druids. It's always these creatures that want us to do bad things, go against our own species, and they promise now, if you'll kill the majority of the humans and transcend and merge with silicon, we will give you the advanced technology for life extension, but you have to become a new species and end all carbon-based life on Earth, which they're doing with the geoengineering, getting rid of life on Earth as we know it. There is a terraforming operation clearly for Satan and his entourage of creatures that is going on. And notice when I talk about this, the media doesn't attack it. The system doesn't talk about it. I've been talking about this, and I knew about it decades ago, for at least 10 years, giving you the final pieces of the puzzle that's actually right there in the Bible. And notice the media never picks this up, never touches it. I have met with top retired generals. I've met with top scientists. I've met with top tech people. I've met with the top people. They all know this. They all understand it. They all accept it. And so we're being given advanced knowledge to be able to build things never before on this earth, to build a terraforming operation that doesn't just change the atmosphere, it changes the very genetic makeup of the planet. And they've been doing it covertly for a long time, and now they're doing it overtly through the self-replicating nano shots being put in the population. And so now imagine the Pentagon, not, and I told you this when this first broke last week, I said, watch, they'll announce it's happening to all the bases. Now in these articles, overhead shot, please, they're saying, oh, every military base has these drones showing up. And they call them UFOs, that just means unidentified flying object, but imply they're aliens, though they admit they have propellers and they say they don't know who's sending it, as if they don't put up a helicopter or a jet and follow back where they're coming from, as if they don't shoot them down. No. This is branches of the Pentagon and the deep state doing a psyop on the military personnel who were told to stand down on the ships and the bases and in the air And then it creates this internal debate about what is it. And then they have whistleblowers say it's aliens to create a belief in the military that these are aliens, when what it is humans following a satanic off-world fallen angel entity plan to roll all of this out to at some point with the hologram projections they have that I told you about 30 years ago that they now, you know, use and do, where you see a giant snake in the sky or Godzilla or whatever they want. You've got CERN opening interdimensional gates, and in a minute they could blow the planet up with it and doing giant satanic rituals with Baphomet at its opening. And they have movies about it like Event Horizon decades before they actually do it to, again, lesser magic, tell you what they're going to do before they then actually do it. So this is an interdimensional alien assault. That's how at the higher dimensions these things operate. That's why the Bible says Satan goes up to heaven in the Old Testament and New Testament and talks to God and asks permission for things he wants to do here. And then Satan complains that God won't let him fully go after us. And then when humans do really bad things and humans by free will agree to it, God will then remove the protection and let Satan do what he wants to a limited extent. Because God gave us free will, but God gave us a blueprint and a cheat sheet of the enemy operation. He gave us the enemy battle plan so that we would have a chance to make the right decision. And then they tell you drone swarms targeting U.S. military bases are operated by mothership. UFO claims top Pentagon official. Oh, and they've got a secret base with all the old alien spacecraft. Like aliens come here and then get shot down by aircraft back in the 40s and 50s. No. The breakaway civilization flies up a tinker toy. They've got a biological android on board. Just a mutated human. Very easy to do. You put even a little bit more of the allowable amount of aspartame in the egg right at inception, and it will come out looking like a gray alien, shriveled, big eyes, no, a big open mouth, no teeth. And they just, you know, have a few humanoids that just basically, you know, aren't even as smart as, you know, sadly, you know, a Down syndrome person. And they just, you know, fly one of these around. Okay, shoot it down, shoot it down. They find some, you know, 3 foot tall dwarfs. And then that's just, and then they run in the PSYOP, because it's all a big movie production. It's all about what they can get us to do. So that we accept, oh, there's all this advanced stuff, but it's aliens. And, oh, something weird's happening with the weather. It's because you ate beef, or you've got a car, or you've got a nice house. So the key to this is you don't know about the advanced technology. You don't know about the cloning. You don't know about their overall operation. You don't know they're getting it from the fallen one marooned on the planet, here with us, to test us. But then we were built by the big guy, and he has a much bigger plan for us, because it's not like Satan can even build this stuff. Satan just has knowledge of it. And from all these interdimensional encounters that have come out and been documented, they give them the general theoretics of the plan and then say, you know how to do it. This is what you built. They don't even give them the schematics or the exact details. They just give them hints and explain it. So, again, you could be a 5'5" person that weighs 100 pounds, and you could beat up Mike Tyson when he's 3 years old. But when Mike Tyson's 20 years old, nobody can beat him up. So, see, we're more advanced. We're more powerful. We're made in God's image. We're given the free will. We are the advanced technology. We are God's artificial intelligence. We are an extension that God created. Little g. Old Testament. Little God. But you got to have a drill sergeant. You've got to have a hell week. You've got to have a test. And so people say, well, God's the ultimate Satanist. That's what Satanists always say. Well, your God allows this all to happen. No, God gave us free will and then lets us experience this before we go to the next level and get the real power. And this is why they want me off the air, because I understand the compendium historically, biblically, and I can see it all around us, and that's what this is. So they're prepping a false alien invasion. You've heard about this forever. It's leaked out. The government's been planning it to unify the world around world government, And now they're harassing their own military bases to up the fear and think we're so stupid. They go, yeah, they got propellers, but they might be aliens. No. What you just saw on screen is a super advanced jump ship. Look at that big triangle. That's a big bomber. We'll be right back.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Maria Z is set to host in studio, doing a great job. The fourth hour, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central today, the War Room. Again, I'm going to do a Saturday show. I'm going to do shows throughout this whole week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We are on the verge of the end of InfoWars, but the InfoWar continues. That just means information war. And it really is up to all of you whether we're going to be able to stay on the air or not. I want to thank you all for your gracious support, but I think you bet on the right horse here. And the crew really thanks you for keeping them on, in their jobs and the great dedicated work they've done. I just theoretically went to what the globalists are building, how they're trying to kill all life on Earth, how they're trying to replace it, how they admit that's their plan. While they kill the Earth, they then blame us. They're also poisoning and slowly killing so that we blame ourselves. For that, they're giving us a self-fulfilling prophecy, and we need to understand they're transhumanists, they're anti-human, and we need to resist that and say no to that. And you've got a real opportunity now, historically, with whatever's about to happen to InfoWars, to either make sure InfoWars is stronger on the other side of this, because I've been working hard behind the scenes, or whether we continue on, period. And that's why I humbly ask you to support us at thealexjonesstore.com with all the T-shirts and the Ultimate CMOS Superfood and the Optimal Human Incredible Super Green Food, over 90 ingredients, everything you need to supercharge everything, thealexjonesstore.com. And then finally, drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's supplement company with the Next Level Foundational Energy, the Kava Chill, the fluoride-free toothpaste with all the nano silver and everything else that's in it. It's so good. It's next level. All of it at drjonesnaturals.com. That's the action item. I need your help. We're fundraising right now, and I salute you and thank you again. But history's happening now, and God's watching, so I thank you. We'll be right back with Maria Z in studio. Please stay with us. Here's Harrison Smith.
I was sent home with a sample of this, thinking it was just a almost like a vitamin-mineral fusion type of, you know, vitamins and minerals and just healthy stuff to help make up for the lack of nutrients in the food and water and air that we breathe. Everything we consume is just completely destroyed nutritionally, and so this will make up for it. What I didn't realize is it gives you incredible energy. So I drank it at night and then laid in bed from about 8 p.m. till about 2 a.m. just going, Did I drink a Red Bull after dinner? And I'm like, oh wait, it's called Optimal Human and it's amazing. It was incredible. I didn't realize how much pure, powerful energy it gives you. So just be careful. It's powerful stuff. Use advisedly. See, I just thought it was going to be vitamins and minerals. Instead, it's just incredible energy. Optimal Human. There it is. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Yeah, so I got a canister of that. Put a scoop in, and here's what you do. Here's what I did. About half a lemon worth of lemon juice. Get some lemon juice, put in the Optimal Human, because the Optimal Human taste is kind of, it just tastes kind of like a black tea. It's good by itself, but man, I added some lemon juice and it was actually delicious. And then it kept me up all night because it was incredibly good energy. So if you need some energy and want to make up for the lack of nutrients in the modern food supply, make your way to thealexjonesstore.com. Get yourself some Optimal Human. It really is powerful stuff. Optimal Human. It is really incredible. It's one of the things, like, you know, it's not a placebo effect because I wasn't expecting it to give me a ton of energy. I just thought it'd be giving me vitamins and nutrients. I didn't do my research, but yes, it has a lot of stuff in here for incredible natural energy. And I felt it last night, and I'm feeling it today as well. It's got prebiotics and probiotics. Ashwagandha Optimal Human combines the power of prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, antioxidants, and adaptogens to support your health from the inside out. Our comprehensive formula ensures you get to the nutrients you need for optimal wellness. Optimal Human supports gut health, immune function, and cognitive performance while maintaining vitality and reducing inflammation. Optimize your health now with 30% off out of the gates with this amazing introductory offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Sometimes things like iodine, you're not going to feel it right away. It's going to be cumulative, and the longer you take it, the more you're going to feel it, and it really hits you a couple days after taking it regularly. That's not one of these. That's not what Optimal Human is. Optimal Human is something that you feel right away and all day. It's really, really powerful stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com is where you can get it. Optimal Human, complete daily nutrient, whole health nutritional supplement. Go check it out. Do your own research.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show, the fourth hour. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com. It's an honor to be with you all here today. Every single minute that InfoWars is on the air, I said this yesterday when I guest hosted Owen's show right before he absolutely destroyed Destiny in a debate, that every single minute that InfoWars is on the air is a blessing. Every single minute that I get to spend here speaking the truth is a blessing. And every single minute that we have the airways filled with the truth from InfoWars is a blessing. And I don't just say that as a passing comment, because I've spoken about this before. Imagine if all we had was propaganda. Imagine if all we heard was lies. Imagine Orwell's 1984 with speakers just filled with CNN propaganda and the lies of the enemy constantly filling your mind. Right now, if I can use their term, we still have the ability to inoculate ourselves, again, using their term, against their lies, their deception, their psychological tactics against us with the real inoculation, which is the truth, the true weapon in this war. And it's a war, by the way, that they have long acknowledged is an information war. And we're going to talk about some of that today, including the military applications of the information war that they years ago acknowledged needed to be deployed against the enemy. And of course, the enemy today is you and I. Alex made a statement recently about the people who've survived the war of the past few years. These people are veterans, and the people of North Carolina are veterans. They are victims of war. The people who've been censored, who've been deplatformed, who've been told that they're too dangerous to speak are veterans of this war. The people that dare to think for themselves are actually people that are inside this war, and the military and the deep state and the globalists and the power structure and the establishment and whatever label you want to give these people fully understand that. And they say they are at war with you. In fact, I've made reference to this many times over. Jacinda Ardern at the UN giving a speech basically declaring that countries, the leaders of countries, are at war with the people that do not believe them. That's you and me. And the UN stands up and applauds that. Standing ovation. Standing ovation for a public declaration of war on the populations based on a disagreement with the people who want to destroy your mind and your soul with lies. And this is very important for people to understand, because we're looking at, you know, rumors and whispers of civil war erupting in the United States. Not that any conservative actually wants that. Not that any freedom fighter actually wants that. In fact, the fight for freedom is to maintain peace. But you have the opposition starting to make statements about we need to create, Jamie Raskin, we need to create civil war conditions if Trump wins, and Hillary talking about putting people in camps so as to re-educate them, and the military now being given expanded authority to use lethal force against civilians. So you can see these escalations, and people think of war as kinetic. But what about the unseen realm of this war? What about everything that they are achieving through their propaganda machine, and not just their propaganda machine as most people think of it on a surface level? What about the destruction of your psyche? What about the wearing down of you mentally? I am seeing many people, and I'm not saying this is the majority, but I am seeing and have been seeing, by the way, in waves over the past 4 years, people becoming absolutely exhausted, people checking out. I've seen posts from people on X, I can't do this anymore. There's one particular doctor I'm thinking about. I won't name him, but you know, it's all too much. I'm getting attacked too much. I can't handle this, and I'm checking out. I'm going to focus on the real world. Well, the real world depends on this fight. Maintaining any sort of normality in the real world depends on this fight and depends on our resilience in it, something that they are determined to destroy. Now, the term blackpilling is not one that I use all too often, but it's a term that everyone understands, the point where you reach in your psyche the belief that none of this none of your efforts are going to change anything. The person that believes that they can't change the world never will. And the belief that no matter how much effort goes into this, it all seems like an avalanche caving in on us. And so what is the point anymore? And everyone's bad and no one can be trusted and there's nothing good actually happening and so on and so forth, that you are familiar with these belief systems. We see people ebbing and flowing out of these, sometimes even publicly, people that are in the fight. And let me just say that if you reach the point of, again, if I can use that term, black pilling, if you reach that point, if you allow yourself to reach that point, you have been conquered just as much as the left has been conquered. Because the enemy would love, one of the biggest tactics of war is to make you believe that you can't win. kinetic or otherwise. If you don't believe that there's a purpose to your fight, why would you bother? And some people may say, well, just because it's the right thing to do, well, that's enough reason to not become blackpilled. But I go back to one of the first sort of taglines, if you will, that I was using in the early days where I was just doing Instagram lives before I sort of started doing media on a professional level. And it was reminding people to never let the tyrants rule their mind. And why is that? Well, because I, as an individual, regardless of what is happening externally, will never allow myself to be conquered. And part of that is never accepting defeat from the enemy. And so I think that if someone has reached the point of being blackpilled, they have been conquered at some level. And so you must, we must, together remind ourselves that we never want to reach a point in time or in our psyche where we have allowed the tyrants to rule our mind, because this isn't just a battle for your freedom on earth, if you will. And when I talk about that, I'm talking about your ability to move freely, trade freely, think freely, all of the sort of tangible things that we talk about when we discuss freedom. And of course, that means different things for different people, but you will get what I mean when I say freedom in a general sense on earth. It is a battle for your soul, your spirit. And what better way to defeat your soul and your spirit if they can convince you that there is no point to this battle? Now, there are some very, very interesting documents that I've been reviewing today that I want to take you through that are a very, very a good example of how the military understood this many years ago and planned to even deploy a war of memes themselves as a psychological operation against enemies. And of course, they talk about foreign enemies and enemies on foreign soils. And these two documents that I'm going to take you through today make a lot of references to Russia and China and even Iran. But as we know, they see us, per Jacinda Ardern, per the United Nations, per many, many statements from Hillary Clinton et al., that they see us, the people that disagree with them and their power structure, as the enemy. So whatever you see in terms of how they're going to utilize this technology against foreign enemies, you can also see how they've used it to deploy those technologies and that thinking towards us. And so it's very important to understand that in their minds and in their actions, we have become that enemy. And I, for one, will not allow myself to be defeated by these people. I hope that all of the info warriors watching this as well feel that way. And there is no greater example in the modern day war than the war that has been waged against Alex Jones and InfoWars. You think about it. Thank God not one physical action has occurred against these people. No, rather it has been an information war, a war of headlines, a war of mainstream media propaganda, a war of character assassination. This is all based on information. Is that not the most ironic thing? That the very thing that Alex Jones has been fighting, by the way, on his own for many years, the most prolific character in the information war before all of these other people started to wake up. Is it not so ironic that the very thing that he's been saying is coming has been weaponized against him? The very thing he was trying to warn people about for years and years, saying this is coming, this is how they're going to weaponize these tactics against us, please listen. And then they did that very thing to him, using the name of his own broadcast as the tactic against him, an information war. It is amazing, in the worst possible way, to see how the enemy has operated against the truth. Or those who seek to, let me just say as a bare minimum, seek to the best of their ability, present the public with the truth all these years, as seen by Alex Jones and InfoWars. There is a document that I have with me today, which is titled Memetics, a Growth Industry in U.S. Military Operations, Master of Operational Studies academic year between 2005 to 2006. The author is a member of the United States Marine Corps, and this is a thesis that was submitted, so I want to be clear about this. This isn't a war manual. This isn't official policy. But this is someone within the military submitting this to his higher-ups, saying this is something we need to be aware of and something that we need to deploy as a warfare tactic in future. We need to adapt to this. And as I said, I'm not saying this is official policy, but as I'm going through some of these key points in this, I want us to be mindful of the fact that we are seeing a lot of these things presented within here happening in real time, and be mindful of how that impacts our psyche. So the thesis says, tomorrow's U.S. military must approach war fighting with an alternate mindset that is prepared to leverage all elements of national power to influence the ideological spheres of future enemies by engaging them with alternate means, specifically memes, to gain advantage. Now, this was obviously talking about memetics and meme warfare. But when we're talking, what I'm highlighting here goes beyond memes. It goes to social media posts. It goes to, you know, text form. It goes to video form. It goes to the extension of the propaganda machine that is the mainstream media. So just bear that in mind, that it's not only about memes, but consider that the US military was thinking about the weaponization of memes all the way back in 2005 and 6, so we're talking, you know, approaching 20 years ago. And so they define memes, and they say that memes are the units of cultural transmission, or a unit of imitation. And as ideas become means to attack ideologies. So they are talking about here how they need to attack ideologies and shape culture and change ideology within a society through the use of the technology that was promised to connect the world and yet has been proven to have successfully been weaponized against us to destroy us simultaneously. Meme warfare enters into the hotly contested battlefields inside the minds of our enemies, and particularly inside the minds of the undecided. And they mention here the titles of information operations, psychological operations, or PSYOPs, and strategic communications. Listen to this paragraph here. The epidemiology of insurgency ideology. It says, using the analogy that ideologies possess the same theoretical characteristics as a disease, particularly as a complex adaptive systems, then a similar method and routine can and should be applied to combating them. Ideologies that the enemy does not like you to have, they see that they need to destroy them and that this is a disease that needs to be combated. Think of this in the context of the biowarfare document that I discussed a couple of weeks ago when I was guest hosting Harrison's show. If you haven't seen that yet, go back and watch it. Understand that they are combining information into pandemics, into climate change, into one big ball of you are all our enemy because of absolutely every single piece of wrong think that you have. And they say that memes can and should be used like medicine to inoculate the enemy and generate popular support. Again, don't just think memes. Think about all of the information aspects to the info war that they are deploying against us. They see that they need to inoculate us, that we are infected with a virus that is called truth, that must be destroyed at any cost. The conclusion, before I get into some of the other highlights that he puts here on this page, says, cognitive scientists, cultural anthropologists, behavior scientists, and game theory experts. Game theory experts too. Because this is a game, right? They war game this constantly, and now they have the mix of AI, which we will talk about. Which is why it's so important for us to war game and not become exhausted through this process. Must be included as a professional meme-wielding gunfighters on future battlefields. Listen to this. cognitive scientists, cultural anthropologists, behavior scientists, and game theory experts must be included in military warfare strategy as professional meme-wielding gunfighters. They are telling you that the other people involved in this information war, the experts, the scientists, the left-wing commentators, the educators, these are gunfighters in this information war. They must be considered as such. Interesting. Very interesting when we then go into the next part of this presentation today, which brings AI into the mix, but I'll put a hold on that for now. And they say that the US must recognize the growing need for emerging disciplines in ideological warfare by weaponeering memes, weaponeering information, not just memes, all information. Now, this is a very interesting introduction, and I would read the whole thing to you if it weren't for time, but I want to just highlight this particular paragraph to you, or sentence, I should say. Tomorrow's U.S. military must approach warfighting with an alternate mindset that is prepared to leverage all elements of national power to influence the ideological spheres of future enemies, you and I, by engaging them with alternate means, memes, to gain advantage. So already, almost 20 years ago, they are preparing for the weaponization of information against enemies. And again, I don't know how many times I have to repeat it, the enemy is us today. Returning to a previous concept now, going back to contact points with the ideology are natural targets set for U.S. military strategy to focus upon, kinetically destroying the ideology. Killing infected people is a method of attriting the ideology, but in most cases, this method is transitory or may perform the opposite effect. So what they're saying here is actually kinetic is not the most effective method of warfare. Really, it is killing the ideology is far more effective. And mind you, the people who are, it's often said that the left can't meme. And the reason for this is because when you're talking about information warfare, it is a very intelligent way of communicating. It is an intelligent level of conducting warfare. The left have already been conquered. And we saw a perfect example of this in last night's debate. In all seriousness, I'm watching this man, Destiny, and I'm seeing, you know, mind you, he made some points that I considered and thought about, you know, but I'm watching for the most part this behavior that doesn't have the common respect for another person, that can't actually engage in proper conversation, that just yells over the top of someone that he perceives his enemy, so much so that he wouldn't even shake Owen's hand in a respectable manner. Owen was a complete gentleman throughout this process, by the way. And swearing and screaming at the top of his lungs, dressing like an absolute slob. And I had people in my comments, you know, say, when I said, imagine turning up for a serious debate looking like this, dressed like this. And people saying, oh, just, of course, the right focuses on that. Yes, no, actually we do. Because for me, being respectable, being appreciating the fact that this is a serious issue, that I need to present myself seriously, these things still matter, and yet this person has been conquered. This person has been conquered to the point where they think that, I give you one example. Just today, I was looking on social media and I saw an Australian person, not a huge account, followed by a senator though, and she posted a picture of a Chevrolet truck next to a small Renault. And she was saying, essentially, these should be banned from the roads, tax these people into oblivion. That is someone who has been conquered. This person has successfully been conquered by the globalists. This person is now, has been molded into this establishment socialist that just believes what the media says, which, by the way, Destiny's talking points were all mainstream talking points. The quote-unquote facts were all talking points from the mainstream media. Whether he actually believes them or not, I don't know. But these are these people. These people who have legitimately been conquered by exactly what we are talking about here. The fact that the military, many years ago, recognized that information war was more effective than kinetic warfare. Kinetic warfare lasts a short time, but ideologies are. Ideology is far more difficult to destroy and far more effective if you can destroy it at conquering your enemy, so let's do it with information. These people are conquered. These people in the eyes of the establishment are worthless. The remaining people, the true targets, they're not targets anymore. You don't even need to put in effort to these people because your tactics have already worked. The true targets are people like us, and to get us to the point of where we have no hope and we give up and we think that there is no point anymore, let's just all be black-pilled and not worry anymore about any of this. Because it's all going to hell and look around me and everyone's crazy. And, you know, when you see a post like that conquered Australian woman that I'm talking about, it's easy to go, oh my gosh, the people around me are insane. What's the point? Well, there is a point. The information, the truth that you bring to the world is the real inoculation against the mind virus that the establishment is bringing to us. We're going to continue this on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, etc. on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goal in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this. Its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The Patriot's choice and globalist's dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
The enemy does not want you to know this information, does not want you to consider it. The enemy does not want you to understand that you are at war, and a huge part of that is breaking down your psyche and getting you to the point of being black-pilled and thinking there's no point anymore. Now, I understand that it is difficult for some people. I understand the flow of information, the inundation of information. Just being, like I said, like an avalanche just all around us. What's true? What's not? Well, that's part of the information war, to get you to the point where you can't distinguish between fact or fiction anymore. And this is why discernment is needed. And this is why outlets like this one that aim to educate people on the truth, that aim to actually speak the truth at all times, are so vital. So we were talking about this thesis that was written some 20-odd years ago about the need to utilize memes in the information war. They also, I'll just take you through a couple of other points. They have a proposed meme warfare center in this thesis where they say that it needed to be an amalgamation of all elements of U.S. national power, essentially a joint interagency formation with either a senior military or civilian leader. They also talk about a meme engineering cell, which is charged with meme generation, targeting, and inoculations. Again, just replace the word memes with any types of social media activity as an example. And then they also spoke about, in consonance with the MEC, a meme analysis cell is charged with monitoring and recording the meme feedback loop from every sensor within the joint force. Again, think about adding AI into the mix and the AI assessing public sentiment. In fact, I think Harrison was bringing this up yesterday on his show, where he spoke about how Alex years ago said that AI would be used to assess public sentiment and then actually produce recommendations for how they needed to then steer the population in a different way to still engineer the outcome that they initially wanted but weren't quite getting based on their propaganda that they put out. And I certainly think that this is the case today. Finally, in the conclusion, it says, reshaping tomorrow's U.S. military must encourage an alternative approach to war fighting and shifting to a mindset fully prepared to include all available national resources in order to gain advantage in the contest for human minds. The contest for your mind. Not just, and just think about this, you know, ignoring the weaponization against domestic terrorists, which is just people that don't agree with the establishment today. Ignoring that. The contest for human minds also would have meant back then, 20 years ago, oh, we want to go to war with this nation, but the people in our nation don't quite agree. How can we win over their minds? Well, that still applies today, by the way. So long before 9/11 and the, you know, the redefining, well, this would have actually been published after that, but let's just say long before 9/11 and the redefining of a domestic enemy, the Patriot Act, they would have been wargaming how to achieve this classification of enemies on your own soil, and also wargaming how to steer the public towards their engineered outcome. I mean, this is a history. They've done this all throughout history, these manipulation tactics. It's just that now they have so much more technology at their fingertips. And that brings us to the RAND Corporation, the rise of generative AI and the coming era of social manipulation 3.0. This was brought to my attention by a gentleman by the name of Robert Hawke and published in September 2023. Now, they actually, in the title, they say next generation Chinese astroturfing and coping with ubiquitous AI, pretending that it's only the Chinese doing this, not them, of course. And they actually give a sort of an example here of, you know, imagine interacting with someone online who shares your interests, hobbies, political opinions, so on and so forth. And occasionally you engage in political discussion. That person isn't overtly political, so you don't really understand what they're trying to do to you. And you know, before you know it, this person who's not actually a person, it's actually a foreign actor, an AI bot, has convinced you or shaped your political opinion or your worldview or your ideology according to what this foreign enemy wants. And what they're talking about here is also the concept of AI extending itself into the real world, where generative AI may not even have the human element, and it may just be learning. It may be so advanced that it's learned from these foreign, you know, enemies that they identify as Russia, China, and Iran. That, you know, they've built these AI, generative AI models, and so they're now on their own have learned how to steer the public, if you will. And it's really interesting because this entire document, as is always the case, is like a reverse engineer, because the final outcome that they want is, of course, what many of us have been warning about for some time. There's just one solution to combating this, guys, but we'll get to that. They say that the use of algorithms to simulate human behavior dates to the early years of computing, and malicious social bots, algorithmic agents for social media, have been deployed to manipulate social media since at least 2010. Who's doing that manipulation, guys? That's big tech and the government that colludes with them in order to do this manipulation to inoculate the minds of the people that use social media, which, by the way, we're already living in this pseudo-metaverse mixed reality situation anyway that they want to transition us into, where you have the inability to tell what's real and what's false anymore. And if we have time, I'll talk about a little bit about Zuckerberg's new technology. We probably won't have time to get into it, but you know, if you just look at these new, they call them Orion glasses. He talks about, you know, he actually gives a demonstration where, maybe team, you can just play B-roll of that. He gives a demonstration where he's showing how there's a hologram on top of the real world. So you end up with this mixed reality experience in real time. And mind you, I'm seeing people on social media that are trying these glasses, and they're praising them, and they're like, oh, look, I went to a soccer match or a football match and, well, you know, recorded it in real time, and then I watched it back, and it's like watching back a memory. You know, is this not what the transhumanists talk about? Uploading your consciousness into, you know, the forever cloud, and, you know, it's just amazing, because he shows you a hologram on top of real life, and that is essentially what they say they're going to do. The AI World Society says we're going to create this mixed reality universe where you can't tell the difference between what's really in front of you and the holograms. Eventually, it'll all just be mixed until you are one with AI. And it seems really sci-fi and really far out into the far distant future, but it's not. And he's sort of saying, oh, you know, by 2030, we're not even going to have to carry our phones anymore. People will be wearing these. Yeah, forget about that. As horrific and dystopian as this is, the plan is for a bio-cyber interface embedded in your right hand, ladies and gentlemen. It's not for some Zuckerberg glasses. But the sad thing is, like I said, I'm watching people experimenting with these on social media, posting their experiences, thinking it's the next best thing since sliced bread. Yeah, you can visit your mum through a hologram in your lounge room so that you don't have to travel anymore, guys, because you're emitting too much carbon by breathing outdoors. So you can just put on your glasses and hug your mum through a hologram in your lounge room. That is not something that I made up. This is their own publications that say this. And so these people that are saying, oh, this is so great and wonderful and innovation and so on and so forth, they've already been conquered at the next level of where these people want to take us. I'm not even talking about that yet. I'm not even talking about the AI world society yet. We're still at the point of conquering you through the information war by allowing yourself to become hopeless and think that there's no point in fighting when there's an entire war in front of us. And so they go on to say that social media manipulation generation 3.0 uses generative AI, a technological leap forward that blurs the line in terms of what is detectable as real versus synthetic content by humans in particular, but also through machine means. In contrast with the previous generation, here the critical jump forward is in the plausibility of the messenger rather than the message. And so this is, I think, this is where we are now when we look at people saying, I don't know what's real, what's false anymore. It's hard to know who to trust. This has happened through a number of different reasons. First of all, people have been absolutely abused by the predators in their government who are actively trying to kill them. Let's not sugarcoat this. The government is trying to murder you through lethal injections, through weather warfare, through poisons in your food, poisons in your water. They want to depopulate us. They are trying to murder us. Let's be super clear about that. So naturally, people are having a little bit of trouble trusting in others when there is this giant predator that happens to control so much of society that's daily trying to kill them. I understand why people are lacking trust. I do. And the extreme civil rights abuses over the past 4 years, which continue, the wars, the continuation of the mRNA agenda, even though so many people have died or ended up disabled from this, now they want it in your lettuce, now they want it in here and there and everywhere, bioengineered foods and so on and so forth. So naturally people are struggling with who to trust, but what portion do you think of the online information where people, as they say, are, unable to distinguish or the plausibility of the messenger rather than the message? What portion of this do you think it's actually the people that are waging war against you creating this issue on social media and online? Yes, there are real people, real broadcasters, and these things exist, and maybe some of them don't have the best intentions. I'm talking about the social engineering aspect that's happening as we fight inside the digital war, because that's our battlefield, right? They even say it is. How do we protect ourselves against that engineering that's happening in there that they're saying is happening from bad actors overseas? My opinion, my true belief is that we need Jesus to help us discern the truth in these very, very evil and dark days. But the answer is certainly not to say, oh, it's just all too hard, I'm just going to roll over and die. And I'm not trying to be lacking compassion to people who are feeling worn out by the war. I'm just trying to instill a bit of a warrior spirit back in people to understand that the enemy is largely responsible for the psychological impact on you. So they go on to define generative AI, which is the umbrella term for AI models that can produce media primarily based on user-generated text prompts, but increasingly through other media such as images, for example. Then they talk about large language models, text-to-image models. I'm not going to go through the definitions of all of those. And then they say that ChatGPT works surprisingly well. ChatGPT, so this is the RAND Corporation, which, by the way, says that we're going to get to the point through nanotechnology where human beings can be manipulated and coerced to do things that they would not normally want to do. Okay, this organization that says that they want to manipulate and coerce us to do things that they we would not normally want to do is saying that ChatGPT is really great. ChatGPT, which all like all other woke AIs, you ask it to give you images, you know, those examples even with Google's AI and others, give me an image of an Australian woman and it gives you a whole bunch of, or even a German woman, it gives you a bunch of black people when Germanic people are not traditionally black. For example, you know, just let's just erase whites altogether. Not that we're victims, I'm just, these are the facts, right? And so anyway, they go on to talk about the threat, this RAND corporation that wants to manipulate and coerce you to do things that you would not normally do through nanotech. Sounds like a great organization. The confluence of multiple kinds of generative AI is particularly worrisome because these models dramatically lower the cost of creating inauthentic fake media. And then they say that generative AI may improve multiple aspects of social media manipulation. We are most concerned about the prospects for a revolutionary improvement in astroturfing. Well, isn't astroturfing what they are constantly doing? Isn't this something that the enemy is constantly doing to us? They say astroturfing is defined by the Technology and Social Change Project at Harvard as attempting to create the false perception of grassroots support for an issue by concealing actor identities and using other deceptive practices, probably like Kamala Harris's campaign paying a bunch of influencers to attend her rallies and then talking about how she's crushing it. I don't know, just one example. Anyway, they go on to talk about how China is has the potential to develop these generative AI models that are similar to technology demonstrated by US companies. But China's the only one weaponizing it, guys. The US would never do that. The US would never do that against its own people when their own FBI are considering Christian churches the ones that need to be targeted during COVID. No, they would never do that. They talk about algorithm gaming, bots for astroturfing, advertising, cheap fakes and recontextualized media, memes and meme wars, misinfographics. These are all tools of the enemy that are being used against us while pretending that it's, you know, bad actors from overseas. But the part that I really want to show you is that they say that the overall principle should be to identify, attribute, and remove inauthentic personae or accounts in order to restore faith and trust in the public conversation on social media. So get rid of people's ability to be anonymous online. They propose a blockchain system for media. And then they say that another potentially powerful but complicated policy, everyone, would be requiring platforms to verify the identity of users behind accounts, creating a uniform standard for social media platforms. The ultimate reason for this entire document's creation really is, foreign government's bad. We don't weaponize these things against our people. And what we just really need is a digital ID, and everyone to have a digital ID. And oh, look. The Biden administration just so happens to be working on that as we speak. Isn't that exactly what we needed? What I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is that so much of the social engineering that happens, and don't get me wrong, there are people out there that act in bad faith sometimes or just not, you know, the authentic people that they claim to be, and we need to use our discernment. But a lot of it, and even if it wasn't a lot of it, by the way, but a lot of it is the enemy deploying information warfare tactics against us to weaken us, to inoculate us against our ideology, and ultimately make us believe that we cannot win this war. And I don't believe that for a second. If that were true, they wouldn't be fighting so hard against us. They wouldn't be fighting so hard to silence people that tell you the truth. They wouldn't be fighting tooth and nail, spending millions upon millions of dollars to take down one platform, InfoWars. How much effort has gone into the propaganda machine, the memetics, into destroying Alex Jones's character online, just as one example. If this was such an ineffective platform, then it wouldn't need to have such a war waged against it. And so, as we all see ourselves as information warriors, let us never forget that the enemy wishes to wear us down. The enemy is attempting to socially engineer us into being inoculated to a point of not loving the truth, that the truth and Jesus Christ are ultimately the answer in these very difficult and dark days, and that there is always a point to fight. There is always a point to do the right thing, even until the last breath on earth. Because ultimately, that is what the right thing is to do. And they would love for you to stop believing that long before your last breath, for you to become ineffective, to render you inoperable on the battlefield. Like that woman who wants to tax people who own a Chevrolet into oblivion. They've both been conquered. They just look a little different. And before you know it, you become a tool of the enemy yourself by allowing yourself to be blackpilled. You've let them win. God bless you all. Stay strong and never, ever let the tyrants rule your mind. I'm Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and it's been an absolute honor.
I'm shooting this update on Tuesday, October 14th. 2024. In 28 days, InfoWars goes up for sale, and the bad guys say they're going to try to outbid the good guys and shut us down. Well, regardless of what happens, I'm going to stay on the air. And I know those of you watching and listening think the same thing, because you love America, you love freedom, and you're not rolling over to the globalists. You're not rolling over to their censorship and their bullying and how they've terrorized the American people. You're fired up, and you are part. You are at the heart of the Great Awakening. Now, we make it really easy to ensure, no matter what happens to InfoWars, we stay on the air and keep fighting without missing a beat. And the way to do that is to support our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, with incredible t-shirts, amazing ball caps, hoodies, you name it, that spread the word and promote a message of liberty, and you also meet like-minded people while you do it. There's also incredible supplements. For years, Irish sea moss has been all the rage as the superfood, because just in the concentrated moss itself, it's full of one of the best types of iodine that is such a key in our entire body. But then it's got all of these other superfoods and ingredients in it that just turbocharge the entire body, particularly the thyroid and all of your hormones in your body. The endocrine disruptors, the weed killers, the atrazine, all the glyphosate that's in the food, the water, everywhere, suppresses that and blocks that. That's why using the compounds God gave us does incredible things. Now, we sold out of the first round of concentrated gummies, Irish sea moss, ultimate sea moss, thealexjonesstore.com. But more's coming in next week. But they just got in yesterday the powdered capsules of it that don't taste great like the gummies, but dissolve in your stomach so you never taste it, so it doesn't matter, that are twice as strong when it comes to the iodine and the other key compounds in it. Now, the gummies are amazing. People are going to love them. You get instant energy from them, but it takes a few weeks for the iodine to really kick in so you really feel it. But with these capsules, they are actually a little bit more than twice as powerful with the main ingredients. So believe me when I say, you want to go to thealexjonesstore.com, look at the ingredients list, and then research the ingredients for yourself, because it's not just the sea moss. It's a superfood. It has the iodine, a bunch of other vitamins and minerals and key trace elements in it, so it really gets into your blood, really gets into your cells. I was already incredibly excited about our sea moss because I know about the rave reviews, but since I've been taking it, it is insanely good. I just now started taking yesterday the capsules, and they're even more incredible than the gummies. So for adults, for children, for old folks, for everybody, you want to get Ultimate Sea Moss at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operation. No matter what happens to InfoWars, supporting our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com, is critical to the fight. Plus, these are amazing products. You can get one bottle of the Sea Moss gummies or the Sea Moss powder capsules for 40% off, two for 40-plus percent, and three for 50-plus percent exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, the classic InfoWars red on navy blue shirt, This is a classic, but if InfoWars shuts down, it's going to be quite a collector's item, quite the memento of history. But if we survive, it'll be even cooler. So please, make your mark in history. Know that you back the most critical media organization defending Team Humanity at the most important time in our decades and decades-long history. Please visit now thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you all for your past support and ask you now more than ever to commit at this critical time.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.